That's fucking 14 words.
You couldn't be me even if you wanted to.
Everything I've been through, you wouldn't know.
That's true, man. What is going on, everybody? It is Tanklin in the morning. What the fuck? The Monday morning idiot because, my stream last night didn't go down because old Tank was doing some lawn work late because there's a lot of stock car racing on the weekend. You know me, stock car racing, dirt tracking. I mix it with my flyering, hand-to-hands, and that's white shit. I didn't see a nigger this weekend. Except on TV. And, anyway, I got in, and because it's spring and the days are getting longer with that 50 cal, there's nothing like sending the 50 down range. When you're on top of the tank, you know, because when you're a gunner, you're shooting the tank, you're like, this is the best. But when you're like the tank commander, you're like, you know, you tell the gunner, fire, and then you're like, you know, TC caliber 50, and you jump up, bup, 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 bup. And he rocks another round. He fires at one target. You take another one out. It's cool as shit. Anyway, so I'm mowing. And lo and behold, the assholes that buried, because I got a separate internet just for the shop. Because I was having outages last when I first started this. And I don't do wireless. I wanted to be dedicated. This isn't my living. I don't like doing this during the day. It's beautiful. I've got a lot of shit I still need to do. I'm working on RC tracks. That's right. RC dirt tracks. I'm a guy who likes hobbies. I'm retired. Because of this stuff that you see above me, I'm not allowed to work legally. And even though everybody's got to have a little outlaw in them, and we'll get into that when we talk about vetting people, who you organize, how many people you bring around you, the quality of the people you bring around you. Oh, we're going to get into all kinds of stuff about activism because I love it. And we've got, you know, Hitler's birthday coming up. And yes, it's Holy Week. But before I say that, because I don't want to get distracted, I got to tell you why I'm streaming in the morning. And So I just nailed the fucking cable. It was sticking up out of the dirt. I didn't see it. And it was up away for some brush that I had already cleared out from a storm, you know, snapped some trees. I've been out there with my chainsaw. It's like living in the woods. My hunting property, that's where I'm normally out there with a chainsaw. Not this place. This place is like a quiet little secluded white neighborhood, like on the edge of a town of only 8,000 folks. Now, my hometown's got 900 people. And my property over there is like 12 miles from that and 12 miles from the nearest stop sign. It's great. But so I hit this damn thing and that put a damper. I didn't have time to get everything moved into the office in the house. That's my wife's office and craft room. She builds dollhouses for the granddaughters. Each one, she has two. We have two. We have two. I'm going to tell you about this stuff. This is what my stream is, right? I am an activist, but that's not. Look, there's all kinds of white power content all over the place, and you can see Kyle all day long, and I throw a fucking Roman in real life. I name the Jews, impress them. I love showing spicy shit, and I will. I'm going to show clips. I'm a clip show guy. But more importantly, like I was just thinking of stuff that I want to show, and I said, you know, I want to talk about the history of fucking lumberjacking. I've never been a lumberjack, but I played college football up in northern Minnesota, and I coached up there college ball. And one of my teammates, an in-grad assistant, Buds, was a lumberjack by trade. His family were lumberjacks. And so I thought, you never think of a nigger when you think of a lumberjack, ever. That's white shit. Do you know anything about lumberjacking? I don't. So, you know, sometimes after midnight in my normal show, we do historical stuff. We try to find some different things that are a little more lengthy interviews. But a lot of it's kind of the regurgitated. We're naming Jews. Well, we do it all the time. But I don't know shit about lumberjacking. And I thought when I think of lumberjacks, I think of white dudes with beards and fucking chopping down trees and swinging axes and manly shit. And that's kind of up my alley. And I thought about the old days, how they did stuff. And I've seen the equipment firsthand that my friend had, his family's property. All modern stuff. I mean, it's nuts. So I thought that would be kind of a cool look to where it started and where it is now. And it's a mostly, I'm pretty sure it's a white fucking industry. And I talk about real life. I'm a family man. When I tell you who I am and what I'm about, the first thing I say is I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a husband. I'm a father and a grandfather. There you go. Then I'm an outdoorsman. Then I'm an activist. Then I pursue hobbies. And then way down at the bottom, I do a live stream to get shit off my chest, share some shit, have fun in a white community. And I'll never be some provocateur. I'm not provocative. I'm not a troll. Some of the young people that do that to me are really fucking funny. And yes, when you're my age, see this gray? I told you last stream, I couldn't handle the first time a kid made fun of me having a gray in my beard and being on a fucking kid site. So I talk about my family. I mean, I'm going to tell you how my day went, how my weekend went, who won the race. It's real shit. I do lawn work. I'm the lawn father, you know, I mow it too much. So I'm no thought leader. And it, now there are some thought leaders and there are some big time activists out there. We see them all. There's also a bunch of faggots that claim to be thought leaders. Like, look, bro, come on, just say I'm a gum bumper and I hope you throw money at my feet. If you want to be honest about it, because you're not going to take anybody down some intellectual path and one day say how flying Swazis are bad and the next day suck the dick off of a real white nationalist in some chat because nobody else is talking to you. Be who you are. Be genuine about it. You know, I'm not as hardcore as some guys when it comes to being out in public, but I'm a fucking outlaw. You know, like your friend groups, activist groups. I've been called someone's friend who I've never even fucking met. I was a supporter of somebody, friendly to them. But if you've never sat down with me and you've never broken bread and I haven't invited you to my home, we're just, we know each other, or we know each other from the sphere. We're internet buds or whatever that may be. But don't ever call me. I mean, I'm not trying to be an asshole to any of you. I feel like, especially the night show, I got a lot of people. And, you know, normally there's, you know, I'm not a troll. I don't get high traffic and I'm tiny but mighty, slow growing. And, you know, sometimes you have 200 or 300 viewers and I've been asked all kinds of questions and I just answer them straight up. Yep. You don't got to fucking do a super chat to fucking get me to say hi, except sorry, GTV today. For whatever reason, the chat's not working, so I don't know who's watching. I know that not many of you are watching. Nobody knows I even am streaming today, but I wanted to get that stream in from last night because it's fucking NASCAR weekend. It was Bristol, but we've got everyone at GTV's favorite person in the Rumble chat, and it's PhD in the JQ 1488. What's going on, Holistic Aryan? I don't care who watches my show. I don't believe in clicks and I don't wash the balls of anybody that says anything bad about somebody I've never broke bread with. Now, Polar Beard is in my chat all the time. He's a moderator. He's not in here today, even if there was a chat, because during the day he's taking care of his homestead. He's also a retired broken ass Zogbot like me. That guy and me have broken bread many a times and we'll continue to do so. If you fucking attack him, it's on then, you know. But no, I'm 49 years old. I'll be 50 this month. I'm an old fart and I'm not out here, you know, you hang the sword up, but you keep it sharp. You keep, you know, the boxing games are for kids. I put away childish things when I became a man and had to do, you know, you get kinetic for real. It changes your perspective on shit. When you have a family, when you've watched a child come out of your wife, And then you've raised him, you've watched him, you've helped him through his first heartbreak. You know, watched him get his first job. You've given him advice that you never thought you had given him. And you've helped him avoid some of the stupid shit that you already didn't avoid by making stupid decisions and not mistakes. Actual bad, dumbass decisions. When you go through that, it changes your perspective on how you approach things like inviting people around you, doing group activism. I call myself the soloist for a reason. Because anytime I get even kind of close to wanting to do something with a group of dudes, I can sniff out uneasiness, and I'm a guy who likes plans. I already know everywhere I'm going to be. I already know all of my archery events. I know the flyer activism I'm going to be doing around those events. I got RC events I'm going to be going to. I'm already starting to plot out, okay, here's an RC track. I want to go check it out. Just like I do dirt tracks. I love watching stock car races. Let me see what kind of neighborhoods are there. I do some research for my random flyer distribution. And then I find nice-ass neighborhoods, right? With nice lawns. White people. Taxpayers. People with skin in the fucking game. Family people. And I'll say, well, I'm going to go there on my way or on my way out. And I look at the neighborhood. I know the ins and outs. And you can call me a flake if you want. But I approach everything tactically. Any endeavor I approach as a mission, even a hobby, I don't get so OCD that I don't enjoy it. But like, you have to have a plan. I build RC track. Well, I'm just going to spread out this or that. No, I'm going to first off see what kind of property I have. See how level it is. Get someone who knows a little more than I do to say I need clay, and I'm going to hard pack a single groove and be able to work in other grooves. And I want it 16 feet wide at the apex of the turns on an oval and 12 feet wide in the straights. And I want 168 foot of run. And then I just start thinking about stuff, and I do it with everything. And with activism, it's even more important because obviously when you're slinging flyers out of your window into people's driveways, you can create hostility. I don't hate you, PhD. I don't hate you. Everybody knows. I mean, your posts go all over Telegram. If they didn't, then people wouldn't be talking about them on their live streams. So everyone has their own strategy. Everyone has their own belief system. I try never to shit on anyone's. You know, like people that think flyering's gay. Hey, do something else that you think is better. I do it in a different way. I never do more than 200 at a time. And like, I hit a driveway, look around, hit the next, you know, I don't blanket areas. I do a hundy, 150. And I put flyers and gas pumps, just the easy everyday stuff. I know how to talk to men. Alpha males in particular, just because the line of work I was in, everybody thinks they're fucking Johnny Bravo, save the world. Obvious, especially when every time you mentor a guy and he moves along, you get a new fresh of fucking group of younger guys that you've got to reset. Go back into that young mindset and communicate with them and watch them grow. And so my favorite activism is talking to people. You can see the body language, their facial expressions. Even the way the tone of their voice, and that can help you gauge the way you want to take that conversation so you don't push too hard. Because I don't push. Why the fuck would I want to push some guy hard? Like a guy in a MAGA hat? I'm not going to say, you know, Trump's a faggot that sucks Jew dick, although he is. I'm going to be like, man, I really wish America was great again. A high trust society. Make America great again. I say something like that, and you'd say, damn right, go Trump. You know what? Don't go there yet. Just say something like, what's wrong with wanting to be able to leave your doors unlocked? What's wrong with not worrying about your kids getting jumped at school, and start leading the discussion by asking questions, and then you'll just, it's conversational. I don't know if it's not really some kind of skill. It's just experience, I guess. And in a line of work where I was, where you had to deal with 18-year-old kids, and then at the end of my career, I had to speak to full-bird colonels and generals and brief them on real-world mission concepts from basic rifle marksmanship to a brigade-level qualified live fire exercise to go to a deployment. And everything that went bang, I had planned it all for an entire brigade, no matter their structure. If they were striker, armor brigade, infantry brigade, light, heavy, wheeled, even for the cooks to qualify. And at the War College in Pennsylvania, my product went there for the briefing. It was accepted. Bam, went to the Pentagon. And you know how I got commented? It was a bullet on the NCAER. My boss walked by, because this is where you go when they blow you up too much. And then you become a master gunner. And then you do good. They pluck you and they stick you in this place to die, and they won't let you go retire. I was fucking fat, broken. But the guy walks by and is like, hey, man, it's at the Pentagon. They've accepted it. Good job. Why aren't you working? And he just walked away. That is the kind of good, that was the best compliment you could ever get from that guy. I'll never forget that. But so I always try to gauge my conversation on the people I'm speaking to. When you're speaking to a broad range on a live stream that normally has more than 12 or 15 viewers, at nighttime, you'd be surprised. You're going to get some people taking the same thing three different directions because they're in different age groups or they have no fucking life experience, you know? So this weekend, this is my show opener, right? I'm going to talk a lot because we have to talk and there's no chat to interact with, and I can talk. Tanklin talks too much. I've been told that. Well, I'm not a, what would you rather me do? Make fun of people or yell at kids? Well, I think that's gay. Unless I was a kid myself and they were closer to my age group. If I was 22, 23, fuck, I'm all for it. But anyhow, so it's Holy Week, right? On Friday, this coming Friday, at noon Central, I will be airing The Passion of the Christ without commentary or any interruptions. And I don't know if I can enable the chat and disable the chat, but if I can, I'll disable the chat so that people that are trying to watch it don't get fucking attacked by assholes. But I did it last Holy Week on Friday. I don't call it Good Friday, Holy Friday. And it's always a great reminder. Mel Gibson did such a good job in that movie. First off, speaking Aramaic, you know, you can talk about a book and say it was written by Jews and they only had 1,000 words in the vocabulary. It's weird. And I watch a lot of stuff. I do. And when I watch, like, not some real smart guy that made a quote in World War II in a book, or wrote a book in World War II, or wrote a book about Nazis. I watch, like, theologians, right? These guys that talk about all types of religion, which is man-made. We all know that. And my faith in Christ comes from what I have right here and nothing in a book. It might have taken me in a direction of my own contemplation, prayer, thought, and suffrage. When I got there, see, I get sidetracked even during the morning, folks. Well, he did such a great job. Well, okay. I watch these theologians, and when they're breaking down languages, they always have to, they're like, okay, Greek to Aramaic to Hebrew, Greek to Hebrew to Greek to English to, but Greek is always it. I'm like, why would that be possible? Why is it that way? Now, I'll never claim to know everything. I just tell you, I bump my gums. I'm no leader. I did that enough. But they all these, I mean, some of the guys are talking about round and flat earth debates, and they bring up biblical scripture, especially the book of Job. And when they're really getting into how people transcribe the Bible through history, it always goes back to these old, old, old books where they had to go from Greek to other languages to properly create the Bible. So I just kind of put that in my Memorex and said, well, that's weird, isn't it? And I really won't get wrapped up in it because it won't change what's here no matter what. And you can spin your wheels on that. But Mel Gibson also did such a great job. I hate to say great, but he shows the pure suffering, the fucking viciousness, the evilness, the bloodthirstiness of the Jew, of the Pharisee. I also like to call out, speaking of that, if you were a philosopher in those times and walked in those lands, you would be called rabbi. If you were teaching a group of men, if you were teaching them how to do something, a teacher was called a rabbi many times. Anyone who was teaching anything about scripture was definitely called a rabbi, no matter how they taught it. If I came up to you and started telling you about your faith and we were in that area at that time, I would be called a rabbi because I went around and talked to people about it. Same thing. That's not a fact. That's just the same shit that I see from all these dudes who are a lot smarter than us. They have PhDs in all kinds of languages and language, the study of language itself. And are they right? Are they wrong? I don't know, because with anything, you can point out 50 studies, books, and another person can have 50 studies or books, and they can counter signal one another. Like the alcohol industry can pay for the DUI research in Colorado just to find if they had any substance of THC in their body. They called that DUI a marijuana DUI in a published report. And then the cannabis industry can then turn around and do the same type of stuff with alcohol related incidents, where the person wasn't legally drunk, but maybe had a drink at lunch, got in an accident, was killed, and in his toxicology report, there was alcohol. Therefore, they called it an alcohol-related fatality. You see what I'm saying? The same with climate, same with all of this. I call it the chalk game, right? The chalk game is the last man with the chalk will always win. Obviously, during my break in service, I did a few things in my 6-7 years. It was almost seven. My dream, coaching high school football, this didn't pay the bills. But college football, bills, being a power, working on power lines, all of that stuff didn't pay the bills. So I got back into the military. But I learned from everybody and everything that I've ever watched. And when I see the same, when I see patterns, I always try to predict patterns. It goes back to coaching or being a blue chip athlete and just approaching the game differently. And yeah, I loved sports, and I still think there's a value in sports for our youth. Obviously, a struggle session is very Bolshevik, and that's when they take a man to play a game and pay him a shit ton of money to do it. No different than prize fighting. Well, that's different. No, really, you're paying a guy who may not be able to bend. He can't forge or to build anything. He's just a boxer. He's just a meat and flesh and muscle and can get paid $150 million for a minute and a half of work. But he trained. Okay, I got it. But a man who works and provides for a family every day, doesn't cheat on them, just does everything pure and moral and uplifting and is a model citizen, will not reach that money in his lifetime, 99.99% of the time. That's the struggle session of sports. Anyhow, back to the chalk. I wonder if the chat's working yet. It isn't yet. I wonder if I did this. Let me see. I'm going to do this. Stop. Let me go. Bam, off, on GTV, and then hit a, it's not even showing on the damn screen. There it is. Maybe we can get the chat to load. Because I'm kind of an interactive dude. But I have the ability to talk. So the chalk game is, let's say you're an offensive-minded guy. I was a defensive coordinator. I played linebacker and all my life, and that's just how I love it. And the best ways to play defense or coach it is attack. You go forward on almost everything, and the only, even your corners, you get right up there and press. It's high school ball, not NFL, not any of that nigger shit. Just taking. You give me 11 mediocre athletes. I mean athletically mediocre, of the various sizes and average, not big and not the peak. Just say average, but and they're all white. I'm gonna automatically know that they're coachable. 9 out of 10 of them are coachable. I'll take those 11 men and beat a nigger team 9 times out of 10. I will. But because hard work still, football still is the ultimate team competition where you still have to do, the guy still has to do his job, each one. It's pretty cool. And that's a good way, that's a good thing for young men. And I don't mind that that gets counter-signaled. And, well, yeah, but if they're playing, they're automatically going to try to idolize this shit nigger. And that's the dad's job. That's why I love being a dad. That's why being a father, it does make you, it does give you something a little different than other men when you're older. Not when you're 22. I'm not expecting 23 and 24. You're not financially capable to just go out and make a bunch of babies. But smart men can make a family, raise a family, live comfortably, even in today's shitbag economy. But I'm never going to, and by the way, like I always said and have never claimed to be, I'm just a guy running his mouth, but I've been around the world. I've lived around the world. I'm like farmers. I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. That's kind of corny, but hey, I'm fucking corny. I'm a grandpa. I'm peepaw. And I've been talking like a goofball all weekend when I wasn't at the track. But with chalk, you could draw up the most amazing. You set your base offense. I, as a defender, get to set my base defense. You get to show me your play, and I'll tell you how I'm going to defend it. And then you'll say, but I've got a tree bracket here, and if this guy does this, he's going to break in. And do you see how it is? You see how it is when you're both passionate about your job and you're professional and it's in you. It's what you've always wanted to do. This guy's always wanted to be a fucking offensive coach. He's always wanted to be a defensive coach, and they've studied their craft. And you can tell them both that they're stupid and they're not going to listen to you. But each one, the last guy with the chalk, I'm telling you, is going to always come out on top. And when you get in a mindless debate that's time wasting, and I'll take it back to the football analogy as someone who did it at high levels. Anyone can be fast, and there's football speed. I've seen guys that run a 4.6, 5.40, and they are blazing fast on the field. They know how to move on the field. They know how to avoid. They just know how to take care of their body, move their hip, all that shit. The 40 time is so, it means so much that you have to learn how to run it and force all your motion and energy into forward direction. And I always say it's the arm swing. And if you drew a line, if you stuck a wall on each side of you, and I would take Pringles when I was teaching guys how to combine, right? Right? And you take a Pringle in each hand as you teach them, and you don't pump this. You're swinging your arm, and you bring that Pringle up without breaking it. But it teaches you how to swing without bringing across the body. He comes up right here to your cheek. And when you swing across your, like this, if you stand up, your hips can pretty much just barely move. That's just natural body swinging. If you're running, it's natural. But as you swing your body across your arm in that direction, your hips start to move side to side. If you're running in a straight line, you want your energy to take you from point A to point B as fast as possible. If you want to end Jewish supremacy, you want to get there from point A to point B as fast as possible. As fast as possible. That's the key here. You don't want to go this way. But as you swing your arms across your body, your hips go side to side, you slow down. As you go back and forth with people who are lockstepped, entrenched in something that cannot be explained in words, and that is faith. Seeing your child born, knowing that there's literally like a spark that happens. Now, you can say it's whatever, and that's fine. I don't counter-signal it. What I'm saying is you can't talk that out of your heart. I have so much faith in my children, not just Christ. My children, I have so much faith in them now because, honestly, they've taught me that because I've always expected them to come up short where they've always proven me wrong. And I'm not an asshole dad at all. I'm not rough on them. I'm not that guy. But I was overseas most of the greatest days of their adult life or their adolescence and teen. All, I mean, I wasn't there, man. And that's another story for another day. I was there as much as I could be, always on the phone. But when I left to go back in the sandbox, that's how it was. You come in 30 days, you come back, you're training, and your time is not the way it is for the guy who goes 9 to 5 and comes home. But still, you're there. But so every time they just amaze me with the things that they're able to do and how well and mature they are with their like finances at that age. Shit. I mean, finances, for one, it's poison. Not taking care of your money can end your relationships. Most divorces are not because of infidelity. Or if they are, that infidelity was there because people didn't have morals in the first place. But it's financial stress that leads to resentment and all types of other toxicity. But it usually is from financial management in a family. My wife is way better with books than I am. Like I can interpolate gun tube numbers, ammo numbers, all your data and track down a round out of a projectile using math, but that's because I was trained to follow a table and process. I'm no mathematician. I got algebra 2 and that was it. I didn't care about trig or calculus. Nope. Wasn't my thing. Still isn't. But so in our relationship, we have strengths and weaknesses, and she's stronger there. I obviously lead the family. She looks to me to lead. I lead in prayer. If someone asks us a question, she doesn't answer. And I've never been my previous marriage was not like that. And I've known this woman I'm married to since the 80s. But I outkicked my coverage, chat. She just looks and she doesn't answer. Like if someone, like if my brother's, hey, how about, she's not going to answer for me. And I've always noticed that sometimes you'll ever see a guy's wife do so much talking for him. You wonder what type of household that is. It's got to be kind of rough. But so anyway, this I was talking about chalk and the last man wins. Over the weekend, I guess it was Friday or something. So I've had enough of the Christian bashing, right? That's the energy thing. It's useless energy. This faith is not going to change. And so, you know, Jew naming's become mainstream. Really has. When niggers like Candace Owens are getting all these licks for her just straight up Holocaust denying and Holodomor and Liberty, USS Liberty. And it's like, shout out, hey. Never forget the USS Liberty. Murdered by Jews. What are the spaces going to need to be about, right? The spaces are another, that's the arm swing. 8 to 10 hours a day of these fucking spaces. And in these spaces, you have faggots. I talk about it all the time. Like, what's his name? Zeus, the noose. Comes into the chat, I feel naked without my bolts and Swazi. And I'm like, you didn't raise your fucking hand before you chatted in here. And that's hilarious because these guys treat other white people like literal garbage in these spaces. Hey, why don't you join the space? You're missing out on a space. Oh, fuck, no, I'm not. I'm not. I would fucking love to get my hands on half of these fucking dudes. And, you know, I am cut from a different cloth. The way my father raised me, the way I was structured militarily, with a mindset of leadership, meritocracy, order of that fucking merit, and treating my fellow white people with respect. So, wastes of time are running these egg spaces now, just constantly attacking Abrahamic religions. You're attacking people's faith. You can't, motherfuckers, Muslims, they blow themselves up happily for their faith. And yes, radical Christians have blown themselves up at abortion clinics. Talk them out of it. So I got sick of it, and I fired back, and I fired back at HT. Now, we work our shit out, too, but it's there's some kind of belief that people are scared to say, hey, you're being an idiot, or I think what you do is horseshit. I'm not that guy. I've always said it's horseshit to fucking curse at kids. I mean, if the kid across my street, well, I got an empty church. That's cool. I got this great big across, because like our parcels are like an acre and a half yards, you know, in the home, big front and back. But across from me, and it's like, this is a backyard. Oh, yeah, I got all my shit. 7 in the morning, cable man was here. Awesome. All he had to do is put a splice in, and they're going to run a new cable. But anyhow, I have the backyard and then the shop backyard, which is where the RC tracks and shit are. And then the backyard neighbor, he's got two backyards and then his house and then a front yard. So it's like backyard, backyard, house, giant front yard. And instead of there being a big yard and a house across from me, it's a church community park, like grass field, not a gazebo, a pavilion, big pavilion where they have get-togethers. So that's really fucking cool. And but if there were kids over there and they fucking broke my windows hitting a ball or something, I wouldn't curse at them. I wouldn't be fucking happy with them or their dads, you know, but shit, that happens. What I'm saying is I swear at men, you know, what's his name? Zeus the News yelling at me because I didn't hit my mute or something. It's like, fuck off, dude. You can't talk to me. Well, you can talk to me like that, and I can call you a faggot. And that's the thing. I've always called people faggots when they are faggots, and I will never stop to do that. And I think I've told you, I don't know, how many months now have I been talking about these fucking X spaces and how I went into one and I thought it was going to be cool. And I wanted to say something, and it was the most toxic fucking environment. The way they treated people was ridiculous. And they just wash each other's balls. And so on X, now, if you comment here in the public comments, they call you emotional. Why are you getting all emotional? So you just get emotional. But in the actual space, if you come in and counter signal, they get emotional. They act very unwhite, non-white. They act fucking brown as fuck. Call you all types of shit. Say the most outlandish shit. Like, for instance, the guy who said that a pedophile is more forgivable than some 22-year-old got drunk and stuck his dick in a nigger when he was young. Yeah, that kind of shit happens in these fucking 1488 spaces. And then they sweep. They sweep and sweep. And you see Jews like Gnostic Informant getting his balls washed by these same guys in these same spaces in the comments. Oh, yeah, they're all getting swept up now. After I put that out on blast, I'm sure they're getting swept up. So I want you guys to know when if you want to jump into an X space, you need to be prepared for people who are degenerate pieces of garbage being allowed to have a mic and parrot their buddies and go along and wash each other's dicks. And most of them haven't done shit in their life. And then the guys who talk sense are usually from across the fucking pond. And I'm not talking about Zeus, but I ain't lying. The gentleman. I guess that's hard power though, right? Hard power. Just being a fucking asshole to other white men. Well, that shit don't fly with me. That's why I'm the soloist. The group of men that I hang with and break bread with very frequently, it takes about 2 years of being with us all the time before you're one of us. Let that fucking sink in when you talk about, who the fuck have you organized? Well, it takes about 2 years to be one of me. Of being there all the time and being there when you're called on. And it's not a private organization. It's literally knuckleheads that are fucking leftovers from the old days that are all white and nationalist as fuck. And property owners and fathers, and we don't fucking go do things in public. It's collectivism, all right? You don't let people in your community and around you that you've not properly fucking vetted, ever. Full fucking stop. Full stop. It's fucking cool, man. I'll be shooting in Paris, Texas in a few weeks. You want to meet me? Come and hang out. And we can hang out and have some cool, we can shoot bows. I'll fucking pay for your practice range time. Talk bows, talk hunting. That's cool. That's how you introduce yourselves. You can even do some activism together. You want to hit this fucking neighborhood I've got. Here's the way in. Here's the way out. There's three cul-de-sacs right here. If you turn down one, I'll stay behind you all the way at the edge. So if someone follows you, I'll get behind them. Things like that. Yeah, I think about that stuff when I want to do things. And the guys in the X spaces, you think they give a shit? Nope. If you even try to come in and say, hey, you know, you could do, fuck you. They just yell at you, take your fucking mic and kick you out. It's garbage. But if you do it to one of them, you're in for it. So I was mass reported over this pushback against the anti-Christian rhetoric that's coming from the flagship of this, of GTV. And every thumbnail that I've ever posted, every race car picture, every fucking thing I ever posted, after about seven or five, I don't know how many pagans started just saying the most outlandish shit, was getting reported for hate speech and child pornography or porn, all kinds of it was a report. Craziness. I lost my check mark. And then I just weeded through some of the. Now, I also went retarded on a guy, too. Where is he? Stonewall Jackson, wherever you are. I'm sorry, buddy. Because I was getting so much shit from everybody. I stopped reading all the messages and just started fucking firing back. And I got after it with this guy, and he wasn't even talking to me. He was talking to some Jew. So I apologize. I was wrong as fuck, Stonewall Jackson. You are not a disgrace to the South or the Confederacy. Hell, Dixie. All right. I apologize for that one, my man. So I said, oh, you fucking retard. I'm fucking out. And he's like, dude, I'm not talking about you. And I was like, fuck you. You called me a Judah. It was funny as shit. I apologize, man.
Bruh.
Yeah, that was rough.
Really, nigga?
But I was having a day. Someone said, you're drunk. And I'm like, dude, I haven't had a drink since fucking 2024, March 17th. I don't do drugs. What's next? I'm fed up. You're being emotional. Okay, no, I'm being forceful. When you have a gift of jabbing people in the heart when you're in my line of work, what I did for a living, what I retired from. You can't strangle a private anymore when he's a fucking idiot or an NCO, a fucking sergeant. You can't tell a sergeant. You can't fucking drag him behind the shed and fucking get him up there and give him some wall-to-wall counseling. Anyway, he's an NCO and you got to be more professional than that. But sometimes if safety is involved, if someone could have lost their fucking life, limbs, or eyesight, you guys know how I am about that. Life, limbs, or eyesight leads me to another thing about all these fucking activism, group activism shits I see everywhere. They look like a total fucking shit show of security. Anyone with a fucking prison shift could have stuck half of the dudes in the fucking jugular and no one would have been able to stop them. Okay, that's when guys like me are like, oh, man, I'm going to put my fucking safety and responsibility with all you clowns who don't watch each other's backs and let guys just get stolen. Nope. No, not doing it. I'm not going to ever do that shit. See, I just spitballed all the way down. Anyway, Mass reported, lost my blue check. Some guy said, I hope the sons you brag on fuck niggers. Like, they'll never do that, but that was really nice of you to say. Everything you'd expect from people who, I'm not some seasoned streamer. That's why I say the whole white, pro-white nationalist space is cringy as fuck. And that's why I'm not like these guys. And I'm glad. I don't care that someone can just fire up a stream right next to me and start shouting at people and have five times the amount of viewers, because I'll give it to the 25 fucking people every night like I would 1,000, because this is my fucking release and my outlet. I have the time, energy, resources, and equipment thanks to the few that, well, there's been more than a few, many of you generous people who do throw shekels, but I make, I'm not ever going to be like, oh, you know? All this shit you bought me just doesn't cut it anymore. I need better. No, because it cuts it just fine. Actually, I felt so embarrassed. I went overboard. I have two mixers. I have smart lights. And because, like, what would I do? Buy bottom line shit and I'd feel bad. But I'm going to continue to fucking be genuine. And I don't care. You can't bully me. Yeah, I deleted my ex account because it is disgusting that that's cheerleaded on. It's cheerleaded on. And you can quote Bob Matthews, great men, great thinkers. And I can also say, if a man's son fucking hates him for what he believes in, then he's a shitty father. I said it. If your son hates you and you truly believe in this worldview and your son hates you for it, you're not a good father. You don't know how to communicate. That's a pretty shitty thing to say. No. No, it's not. My sons were raised in a fucking diverse community of the Florida fucking Keys where everything seems to be fucking bilingual. I coached Negroids that see them and know who I am and what I'm about because it went everywhere. And they said, your fucking dad's a real one. He's a fucking real one. They don't say, I can't believe your dad turned racist and says nigger all the time. Nope. They still call me Coach B. Coach, tell Coach B, man. I don't know. But my sons, they don't hate me. They're like, they understand. They also know that they haven't traveled fucking outside the state, but to do sports shit in just a few states. You know, they haven't been around the world. They've been here. Like, so they know they don't, they are already in their place in the world knowing that they have not learned shit because they've been in this upper middle class community that was real fucking diverse. And they're learning, boy, they're learning every day. It makes me proud. But communicating with people is something I find, I hate to talk on the phone. More than anything, I like to talk to you in your face so that I can see you when I fucking throw these knives in your heart. Because when that's what you do for a living is give purpose, direction, and motivation. That's basically the job of an NCO, purpose, direction, and motivation. And you teach them in between the job that they're doing. You're a subject matter expert on the levels of whatever you're teaching them, whether it be land navigation, the 240 machine gun, the 50 cal, the main gun, whatever. But at the end of the day, you give purpose, direction, and motivation. That's what I do with my children, my sons and grandchildren. Now, as a granddad, you don't, nope, don't do that. I'm not that guy. As hard at core and around the edges as I can be, that's for their father to do. And I won't correct him in front of them if he's letting them run wild, which actually he doesn't. He tries to not let him run, and I'm like, man, we got this big-ass open floor plan so they could run. They're little, man. And he's, well, I know. But I would be like, hey, you know what? I'm not in your situation because whatever. I want to make sure that they always know that our situations were different because every situation is. And then I'll tell them a lesson I learned. I won't say you should. That's just how I've handled a lot of my interactions with people. But I do face-to-face. I want to see you when I ask you questions. I've learned how to throw daggers in a man's heart because I can't choke him out. If I'm miles away from you and you're shitting all over everything that I've built into my life, the young men I've watched become men from boys, chiseled, much more fit than I am, moral. They treat women properly. They love their mother and treat her with respect and admiration. They treat me with respect and admiration. They treat people respectfully. They work hard. Their work ethic is crazy. They've worked the last three Christmases on Christmas Day. Volunteering. Because when you become one of them families that you're not all whole like you used to be, that's a lesson learned. Your children find less meaning in that holiday because it's not what it should have been. Divorce is horrible, but getting married when you shouldn't is horrible too. But when I have men that haven't raised a family, I don't look at you like you're nothing. I tell you, if you're my age or close to it, you don't tell me shit. I'm not saying you're nothing. You can't tell me shit. That's what I'm saying. You can't tell me shit. You haven't lived life. Now, I will caveat on that. If you couldn't have children and you have lived life all around the world, I could understand that. But if you've just been an entertainer your whole life and you've went from one thing to the next and you've lived your life in front of one of these things as much as you could, you don't tell me shit about real world living. Thinking about after high school. Do you know how fucking mean kids are in grade school? And when you teach your kid to bash the other kid and he gets suspended for it because it's not like times when you were in, and they find out when you go to pick him up, there's a police officer. And then you almost get arrested because you're like, this is fucking horseshit. But I mean, that's just a tiny little thing. I mean, like, I've lost a child. Was it a miscarriage or an abortion? He was born right in front of me. Those things are important to me when I'm dealing with the men and how I said there's an order of merit. Not only is there an order of merit for the way men should, you know, size one another up, there is an order of merit for me personally, how I fucking look at you. And that's why I'm like, if you think this is about you, it is. Because everything I've built and done is great in my life is through the glory of Christ. And that's my story. My neighbor might have a very different fucking outlook and belief on that. And you know what? I don't care. And it's not my place to go tell him. It just isn't. I know one thing. He's Dixie till he dies. He believes in the ether. And he'll break bread with me on Easter Sunday. And he'll bow his head while we pray. And he won't say a word to us because he has a different faith. And he's white power as fuck. And that's how you do that. But then again, we share the same bond of being fathers, living in a community, having roots here. All those things that make us, makes it special. That's why I prefer to do activism in my adjacent areas, close to me, my communities, my areas. That's why I don't go do activism in Denver. I don't give a fuck about Denver. If you're in Denver, I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what's going on in your city. Well, what if it's going to come to yours? Well, do a fucking better job there, Denver. Don't make me come do your job. What about St. Louis, Missouri? It's full of niggers. Well, do better in Missouri, Missourians. Come on, Shield Wall, step up. Or are you just going to be in a balkanized nigger state? I don't live up there. There is a county around my county, adjacent counties, and my county. That's my community. That's where I choose to try to make a tad bit of difference. This show is not where I try to make a difference. This is just where we have a community we can talk shit, because we're going to talk about RC cars today. We're going to talk about dirt tracks and some sprint car racing and some modifieds that were really great, and the Bristol race. We are going to get to it. I had a lot to say because everyone's like, did you get kicked off? Well, I lost my fucking blue check mark. And after that, the only reason I wanted to be on Twitter was to stream and to say, hey, come to the networks where you can actually chat with other pro-white people and not just be on the stream. Speaking of that, I wonder if Goyim TV's chat is working. It's still the circle of death. This is a long one. But let's see what we have. Man, I don't think I've ever went that far of just talking. Oh, man, first one I see. Look at this faggot Jew. Owen Benjamin supports white replacement, and he calls white pride cancer. Can you imagine that? You know who Owen Benjamin hates more than Hitler? Jesus. You know what? Yes. Every Jew that you come across hates Jesus more than they hate than Hitler. It's fact. It's in their book. Anyway, this faggot, we're going to actually see him. I can't go to the X-Link, but I can stream it.
Come on.
I can put it right here.
When I talk about white replacement, people always do this clip where me and Joe Rogan are laughing.
People always do this clip where me and Joe Rogan, I hate this guy.
You want to talk about white replacement? People always do this clip where me and Joe Rogan are laughing about white replacement like it's this big gotcha moment. And guys, it's not a gotcha moment. Like, if you refuse to have children and you refuse to do labor, you should be replaced. Mexicans, Somalians, doesn't matter. You're not valuable to society. No.
And that is where, like, hey, my favorite clip that Retro Archives has done is HT talking about not saying the word right, white replacement. It's my favorite HT clip where it's white genocide. They're not replacing your job. They're replacing the dick as well, the white penis to make the baby. They're pushing you aside. And the onslaught of everything you see in the Jewish run media, all the commercials and web searches, the interracial mixing, the race traders. They want to get you out of a job and then breed you out. Like, the problem with Scotland, it is too full of Scots. Was it Prima Nocta? This is the Jewish Prima Nocta. They want to breed us out. I mean, we all know that. I'm not trying to preach to the choir. I'm not going to insult your intelligence.
No one owes you anything. Your skin color is not a credit. It doesn't make you special. Right? This white pride shit.
It makes you special because genetics and IQ go hand in hand. Just go watch some of Devin Stack's stuff before the election and Trump got reelected and he became. I mean, his show's called Blackpilled. I get it. But man, he's been off the rails. But he was talking about that they try to bury that fact. Everyone knows it. The guy who created the transistor, the modern transistor, knew all about genetics and IQ.
It's like cancer. Jew. I'm a 6'8", blue-eyed. I look like a Nazi propaganda poster. I mean, I don't have the jaw.
No, you don't.
A line for that, I get it. But enough with the Jew stuff. It's just stupid. It's just like, you know that poster where the SJW, it's yeah, everyone I don't like that. Is literally Hitler, and it's like Hitler holding a, like a blanket or something. The Nazis are even worse. They're like, oh, Jew, you're like.
Yeah, because there's nothing better than just saying, oh, but you're a Jew, or just shut up, Jew. I prefer, like, was it Goebbels said, just call him a Jew. But you're a Jew. Whatever, Jew. Jew. You know how to say it. Okay, Jew.
Dude.
You Jew motherfucker, you.
What are you talking about? You're lazy. You have no kids. You're replacing yourself because you're a coward.
So who's bringing them in here to replace you? But we'll get to this.
Can't stay with a woman because you're afraid of rejection.
Okay, now, he might be talking to quite a few of you guys that are in those X spaces right now, even though he's a shitty Jew. He's probably talking to you X space junkies.
You don't want to be up at night with a baby. You don't want to spend your money on...
It's like, you know, 300 Spartans is cool because those guys were warriors, but it's really fucking gay because they're just sitting around with their shirts all the time, shirts off. Like, I watched it at the movie theater. I don't want to watch it again. I mean, it's cool hack and slash, but it's just a bunch of dudes with their shirts off. Only faggots like to sit around and look at dudes with their fucking shirts off all the time.
Someone else. You don't want to...
Like the X-Space guys. They eat that shit up. Give me some more shirtless shit, please.
Limit your lifestyle and your traveling ability. And so we need people to replace you.
I can't stand that Jew. And he damn sure doesn't deserve to be 6'8". I'm 6'1". Well, no, I'm 6'3" So I'm not 6'1", damn it. But at least my sons are taller than me. They're both 6'3". And they definitely don't have this old man body style, the old broken man, fat man style. Although, if you ever caught my stream about this time a year ago, I was about 65, 70 pounds heavier. Because the weight loss has slowed down because I'm lifting now and I got a lot to do. My neighbor's mowing. I can hear him out there. And he doesn't need to mow. He's putting the pressure on me. Do you know there's no other pressure? Okay. So I use, where's the stream going? We're talking about Owen Benjamin. That's okay. This is how my streams go. Nighttime, daytime, it don't matter. We do it live. You don't know the pressure. For those of you who don't have never had to live in, I don't like living in neighborhoods. This was my wife's dream. Okay. And it's a nice white neighborhood. I ain't going to lie. The houses are big. The yards are big. Everyone's white. I think there's some people that own like the Vietnamese hair salons, like all over. I think they live a few blocks over. I think that's the only brown people I've seen. And at least they're business owners. And they're not niggers. But the when it's been raining, I'm still losing weight. I got a long way to go. I want to run a marathon by the time I'm 55 years old. And I hate running. And I've had so many bones fractured, my feet and shins. I've had so many stress fractures from just getting smacked on the, you know, overpressure. It does wonders to you. And I still push mow that big ass yard because it's exercise and I like to work shit out. I do a lot of thinking when I'm mowing, especially when you see, like, let's say you've been doing this and your heart's in it and you even tell people for a whole year, you've been saying, oh, and remember the Hail Christ is King sticker. That's awesome sticker too. You don't have to be a Christian to put this up because it doesn't get taken down and it takes people to GTV flyers. Or I'm going to read the Orlinda so I can better understand. I'm going to learn about you. No, so, but you don't get that shit from the other side. You just get, you're a fucking Christ cuck and it pisses you off. But I can go out and mow my lawn and calm down. No, I can actually work my plans out. I think of my planning when I'm doing activism or just what's coming up. I got appointments. I've got appointments across the damn state. I got family events. You know, I work all this shit out. I got a vacation I've got to take to see my kids down in Florida with a tentative month to do it in. And it's 6 months out and I'm like, okay. Working with them and getting their schedule squared away. So I do that when I'm mowing. But when it rains and you have a push mower, you've got to let the grass really dry out. If you've got a riding lawnmower, man, you can get on that bad boy. It'll cut it just fine. So the guys with the riding lawnmowers, after it's rained for a week and the sun's out, after one day, and I'm just sitting there waiting for it to dry out a little more. And your grass may only be this much taller than the guys next to you, but you feel the pressure. He's going to think I'm a shit bag. Well, I ain't no shit bag. Look at these. I'm the only one. My lawn's not mowed. What the fuck? That's some serious, that's dad pressure right there. You know, that I like the old memes of the dads that get competitive on their riding lawnmowers. And I think I'm going to have to get one just because I'm starting to get a lot of soreness in my fucking feet. Not because I'm fat. I was doing this shit 125 pounds heavier. It's because I've just, all the old injuries are catching me. But I won't be drinking a beer. I'll be drinking water or some unsweet tea. Sunbrewed. But Owen Benjamin's a faggot, and all Jews are faggots. Even in Japan, they know what's going on with the Jews in America. I'm going to run this back so you can hopefully see the subtext. The U.S. is Israel's biggest supporter. This means that we provide military. Look at this. Why is the United States supporting Israel so much?
そもそもアメリカにはたくさんのユダヤ人が住んでいるんです。
You believe this shit?
どれか。どれ十番？え十番？あれそこ十？もう we got a Facebook 十。
十。
あ、we got a Facebook 十。
They're just Jew naming on Jab TV, man. The zipper heads are at it. You know the zipper heads, they don't like immigration either.
さらに大きな影響力を持つ団体も
例えばユダヤ系のロビー団体というのがあって
ロビー団体で Jewish Professional Lobby Group like APAC The APAC Lobby Congress and Negotiation Very Model But there are groups that have a particularly large influence on the influence I said influence at APAC
He's fucking calling out APAC man Oh gosh this is good
Are you APAC? They appeared up a parachichon. A parachichon?
I need something right now. Let me see. What do I need? This right here?
Yo!
Jews are bad. APAC controller, United States of Congress. Donald Trump, he is sucking on Yahoo Deek.
これ国務長官ですよね国務長官も自分はユダヤ系だって言ってますしどちらもイスラエルを
What really makes America? They said the Secretary of State's Jewish Man, shout out to the Zipperheads Name them Zipperheads
Ahoy!
Wow!
Final Fly!
So much So much yelling and weirdness in Japanese shits. I mean, they invented anime, so you know it's weird. You know it's very weird. That's crazy. Good shout out to those Japs, though. Hey, you guys see this fucking chopper fall out of the sky? Look at this shit. Fucking no shit. Chopper falling out of the sky. Hudson River, man. They said the blade just flew off. Four people killed. Oh, shit. That is crazy, man. Did you imagine the blade just fucking flew off? Oh, that's got to be terrifying. That's reason number 7,536,000, and I'm not flying in anything, okay? Gravity's... I wasn't made to fly. Now we got some like, punchable fuckface here runs his mouth. Men, we're going to show a video. Now, every one of you is going to say, well, I would punch this guy right in his face. But the bottom line is... where this guy is standing and yelling, he's so close to your ears, your eyes, and your limbs and your life, right? Your eyesight, your limbs, and your life. Limbs, life, and eyesight, man. And he's behind the guy. That this guy is setting himself up to get stuck in a jugular, okay? Always think when one of these fucking foul-mouthed hooligans are in your area that they're going to stab you with a prison shank in your throat. If you think like that, you will never let anyone get close enough to stab you. Protect yourself when you're out, especially if you're going to record people. Put the phone down and grab your fucking, you know what, pistol.
Nazi fucking punk.
What are you going to do?
Go fuck yourself.
Nazi fucking punk. Now, a good throat chop would actually solve it. Like, if he had the left hand in the camera and he just came around and was like, or even the backhand chop, but just like, you know, the old school overhead, you know, just a whack. That's man shit, you know, just give him a thumb right in the fucking throat. Poke. Just poke. Rigid thumb right in the eye. Funk. Old man shit. Old man shit works on these young whippersnappers. You turn and gouge that fucking guy right in his fucking eye. Just wink. You don't got to fucking take his eye out. Just a good fucking poke. You know. You could even just really give them the business, you know, load up on one of them. You know it's coming whenever I see one.
Bonk.
That's right.
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
Just bonk that mother. Bonk.
My fucking campus with that fucking hat on.
Actually,
get the fuck out of here.
It's actually a public
get
street.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't care, you fucking Nazi.
This beaner is mad, and he looks Sephardic, too. What is he wearing, a MAGA hat? Shit. Where's my hats? You need a Make America White Again hat.
This is a public street.
Get the fuck off my campus.
What's
I'm going to walk you all the way to this fucking quarter, you punk. You fucking understand
me? Go ahead. Who are you?
You fucking understand me? First off, never let a man talk to you like that. Freedom of speech is also freedom of consequences. You're threatening him. You're threatening me right now. You're violating my space.
Understand me? It doesn't fucking matter. Fucking Nazi punk. Get this fucking camera on my fucking face.
Well, what?
This fucking camera on my face.
Okay, see the reaching around right there? Life, limbs, and eyesight. It's in immediate fucking danger. I couldn't even see this type of shit at an activism event without fucking going through my skin on TV watching this shit. No, that guy should not be that fucking close to you ever. Ever. What are you saying? He should punch him and... I'm saying you should act accordingly when you're out and about doing activism. I don't know what this guy, I think he was just walking around with a hat on, but still, if you're approached by some faggot like this and he gets all up in your space, put that fucking phone down away. Stop recording. Stop recording. Because you don't want to record what's next. Handle your shit. He's violating your space. He's threatening you. He's literally going to harm you. You can't distinguish that reach around from a fucking punch, can you? And that's all you needed to have recorded. That's all you needed.
Well, what?
Take your fucking fascist hat off.
Would your union like that? Would your union like that?
Hey, see this?
I know every union guy in this town.
Get the fuck out of here.
A fucking union guy. That guy's a union guy. What is this, IBEW? I know that fucking spick ain't fucking wiring houses worth of shit. You don't even have the fucking new, you don't even have the new NEC code. You got the NEC code book? It's in the code. You got to read the code, Beaner.
I know.
Fucking supports unions, you fucking
I know every union leader.
Are you going to put this on your fucking Snapchat? What are you, 35, you fucking cocksucker?
I'm 35.
Take that fucking hat off. You understand me?
And if the only reason you would support somebody is because they supported your union's ability to have that kind of a fat, gravy-filled fucking face, That's the face only a DDoSer could have. Only a face that fucking round would be the face of a DDoSer. Did you hear old Flood, man? Flood's mad about some DDoSing attacks going on. I'd talk about it, but he don't fucking matter.
Take it off. Take it off, you Nazi fucking bootlicker.
Oh,
Nazi fucking bootlicker.
Oh,
don't be on my fucking campus with that Nazi fucking hat on. You fucking understand me?
That's his campus. Like, he's a good fella. Look at the tit on this guy. Look at the tits. Why aren't you making fun of his tits? You're making some... See, this is the thing. I know how to fucking rip a guy's heart out with language. Man, not me. Language don't fucking bother me. Bullshit, I'll hurt your feelings, motherfucker. I'll hurt your feelings. Say I won't. I will. I'll fucking hurt your feelings. I know the way to your fucking soul. If you give me enough, I'll know the way into your soul. And pretty much everybody that's talked shit about me, I know the way to their soul, man. Fried bread eating motherfucker.
Cocksucker.
I'm loving this.
Look at
this
fucking
great.
Nazi. 47. This guy supports Trump.
Look at this Nazi.
He's a huge fucking Nazi. Boo!
Do you know that he's not a Nazi? Oh my gosh. These people. What do you mean these people? Those faggot beaners. Make me sick. I think we should check in on Italy and see how it's going over there. Where are the white people at? Can you believe? I mean, Rome. It's the fucking heart of Rome. Rome, people. Look at Italy now. Look at all these fucking shit skin invaders. I wouldn't get a pastry in there, man. Not with that Afro nigger. Look at that nigger.
Dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the baker boy, and look, he's got a cannoli in his hand.
Fucking cannoli!
If you marry the baker boy, he will come and he will...
Apotiki.
Go, and he will always...
That guy does not look fucking happy of his surroundings. He's like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, I found the three white people that was left in this city. As Europe goes, that's the plan for the West, for all of the West, is just hilarginess. And you'll see the differences in the way America views internationalism. You see, it's easy to do here. Because we have such a young history and the Jews got such a fucking suckhold in the education system so early, there should be no Department of Public Education. U.S., even states should just say, like, as a state, I deem it up to the counties to personally see that each community has a school. You shouldn't have these rural schools. They should all, you know, I mean, it should be supported, your parents, the school boards. Around here, I know the school board presidents. I mean, if there's an issue, you can call them up and they don't want to hear you. They do not want to get the fifth fucking degree from you. But our youth are just like, well, you know, every because we're just being force-fed that we were immigrants. No, we weren't. We were Europeans establishing and creating a new fucking country. Well, colonizers. That's right. A new land. An island people. And I think colonization is great. I think Africa, with all of its wonderful fucking... I mean, just think how beautiful Africa would be with no niggers. Could you believe Africa with no niggers? Man. White civilization would thrive as it already has twice in history for, that we know of. And even more, with you think of Egyptian, the Egyptian, which was Greek. Cleopatra was Greek. If anyone didn't know that and thought she was a nigger or a Semite. She was Greek. Anyhow, Russians and Americans have a different view on internationalism. Let's take a look.
Russians versus Americans, asking people what country they don't like.
No, I'm not really educated on a lot of countries. I really know a lot of countries.
Здравствуйте, это страна Африки. Жарко, бедно, грязно.
That nigger doesn't know a lot of countries.
I really know a lot of countries.
Нига!
Здравствуйте, это страна Африки. Жарко, бедно, грязно.
No, not really. I mean...
Well, one look at the hair and the fatness, and I mean, like, this is just someone who checks her Twitch and X all day long. This is the face of degeneracy.
Countries are countries.
Yeah.
I don't like African countries either. They're still kind of wild considering all their savage tribes and whatnot.
Какая-то до сих пор вот эта дикость.
I could listen to, I love the Cyrillic language. Spoken by an Eastern European woman. It's just, it's not like, I'm not talking about, oh, it's sexy. Like, I'm not, I just mean, it, like, men are gruff sounding. And Cyrillic languages are gruff, but women sing them, they sound almost poetic. Even a hardcore language like Czech, you know. Dobry. Dobry den, Michko.
I like pretty much everywhere we've gone.
Look at this, a fat fucking dude, man. A gravy neck. This guy's ear goes straight to his fucking neck. And there's no better fat shamer than a fat guy. I fat shame myself daily. If you're overweight and you know who you are, if you are, you should fat shame yourself daily. And if I have fat shamed you, you should play that clip. Every day. You should play me making fun of your back titties to inspire you to lose weight if you have back titties. As fat as I've been, at 359 pounds, I never even had back titties. You have to seriously not lift anything other than a fork, spoon, and knife, and plate, and glass, and... corn syrup, sugar-filled fucking drinking container to gain some back titties. Fat shame yourself, fat people. It's good for you. It's good to fat shame yourself, and it's healthy to fat shame fat people if you're skinny and jacked as fuck. I want to get on your level. If I haven't been fat shamed today, I'm going to text Paperboy and I'll be like, hey, man, you haven't called me fat today. He's like, I don't ever call you fat. And I'm like, well, you should start. Nigga.
Fun. I like trying new foods, new cultures. No one that I really dislike.
I want to try new foods and new cultures. That's it right there. That's it in a nutshell. You know all I want about a culture? I like your grub. I ain't gonna give you... I want to taste what you got to eat. As long as it ain't from Africa. I'm sorry. That shit's gross. And I've checked the box. Iraqis know how to cook some food. They can cook some chicken. They know how to cook up some yard bird. Yard bird and rice. Those dune coons can cook a chicken. But they were, remember, Iraq and Iran were really, and Syria were the only countries. I mean, they had infrastructure. They weren't tribal like Afghanistan. They know how to cook over there. They got like a Christian community, which is... why they were successful for such a long time, because they were secular. Meaning, all those people lived together and got along because Saddam would kill you all if you fucked around. That's a dictatorship. The only way you can have a dictator is with the iron fucking fist. The only way for an Arab country, for Arabs to be controlled is with an iron fist, because those people, the same thing with niggers. You have to control those subhumans with iron fists. They thrive under a dictator society. They do. When you give them democracy, they just go into civil war, which would be cool if we didn't have to pay for it all, right? I wouldn't give a fuck if those guys were nuking each other every day unless it was us paying for it and us dying over there alongside of them. Yeah, I know I partake in it, but do you think everybody enlisted? Nobody enlisted for that unless they were a Zogbot, like, two to the heart. Like, I don't know. They are just one of them ball-licking, I want to go fight for Israel in Iraq. I don't know. But this guy here, that's what he wants to do. He wants to go eat couscous, and he wants to eat monkey brains. You know the Indiana Jones fucking the shit skins, the India Pajits, and they're eating all the fucking bugs in Indiana Jones in the 80s or, yeah. Temple of Doom. Disgusting. Yep, embrace their culture and the food. I don't want to eat anything from India. I don't want no curry. If I walk into any gas station, which I seldom do these days, and it smells like curry, I turn around and walk out. If you're traveling on the interstate, you have to go to a Pilot, a Love's, On Cue, Quick Trip, and that's all I know off the top of my head to avoid Pajits. Everything else is like, you just fucking walk in that thing and automatically, would you like some curry goat? Would you like a dandy? Would you like to buy some smoke? And they all sell, all them Pajits sell the same shit. Same with the bodegas. It's just on a larger scale. I tell everybody, if you go into a store, you could buy a crack pipe, a digital scale, 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor, a spinners for hubcaps, and a bottle of drink to make you piss clean, leave that store with the quickness, because they're all around military communities. It makes you wonder.
Really dislike.
Африканские страны не очень привлекают. Там очень жарко.
I don't know. I don't really have any strong opinions about.
We don't care about what the gay nigger has to say.
Really, nigga?
About, like, other people's countries or how they live.
Ну, наверное, какая-нибудь Африка, где трудно выживать. Только для путешествий, например.
Yeah, so Russians are pretty based. I know in Europe, a lot of the nigger soldiers, they always hooked up with Germans. When they would try to hook up with Russian women, they would get fucking scolded. Those Russian women, or the Russian men would just beat the shit out of them. I think it's time for a good music break, everybody, and it's one of our favorites from Desire, from the 80s. You know I love me some 80s. You're watching Tanklin, the Monday Morning Idiot, coming to you live on Goyen TV and Rumble. And also on, oh shit, Telegram, and even over on Entropy. And there is donate to the Jacobs and Weaver Foundation. You'd actually be donating to the people who are representing them. So there's a description in the link, or there's a link in the description below. You'd like to check out, you can actually look at that organization and say, they're representing them? Yeah, trying to fight for their civil rights. And if you think that's an organization looks good to go, please feel free to support Catfishes and Weaver. Michael Weaver's been doing this shit for 30-some years. He's a pro, and he knows how to keep doing his shit and stay away from all the bullshit. Shout out to Michael Weaver. All right. I got to go take a leak. I'm not used to these daytime shows. Song. I've got to go take a leak, but I'm jamming. I love to talk mad shit during this song. I don't know what it is. It just makes me want to spit shit out like, you're a faggot. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? It's really great. I love it. This is dedicated to all you faggots in the X spaces sucking each other's dicks. don't even fucking talk to this motherfucker. Cause I'm too fucking good for you. Fuck you, Ron. Oh, yeah, that's one of them fucking ball washers. You're a fucking ball washing bitch. You don't fucking deserve a fucking mic, nigger. Truth requires little explanation. Oh, I love that jam. That wasn't much of a music break, I know. I know. Wasn't much of a music break. I'll do better, but we haven't really gotten to any kind of content. This looks really spicy.
Well, I'm going to allow Carl to go ahead and continue.
It's from Combat Carl here. This is a... Unemployed meth head Ronald Murray and California skinhead LARPer John Gehagan hosted X-Face to give their thoughts on Hate Club and their optics. They can't stop talking about Hate Club for some reason. Cuck Ronald Murray also admits that his girlfriend was piped down by his superior while he was in jail.
Bruh.
Boys, X-Faces, man, I'm telling you, it's a fucking waste of your time. It's a waste of time. Oh, I'll counter signal it all day long. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck because the guys are in there. They're in there so long. You're like, what do you do for a living? If they say I'm retired, like, okay, cool. It's daylight outside, though. Like, I feel like I've wasted a day. This will be my only daytime stream for at least another, I don't know, 7 months. It's been 4 or 5 since I've done one. And I don't like them. I can look outside the window and I'm like, man, it's beautiful out. I should be going through my fishing gear right now. Let's listen to this clip. Fuck those X-Faces. They're fucking garbage.
Well, I was going to allow Carl to go ahead and continue speaking since, you know, he wanted to interject as I was speaking. I'm going to give him the opportunity to rebut.
I mean, look, man, our message was so powerful that niggers were counter demonstrating for months after that.
Okay, Carl, I'm not sure. Just let me address that. I don't know if you've listened to the entire space or if you just came in, but we touched on this about how the opposition, you know, the greatest thing and the most noticeable thing that's...
We touched on it. Who gives a fuck what you touched on?
Derived from this event is the emboldening of oppositional extremism. And we were talking about how this is a unforeseen circumstance to an event and how these are things we need to take into account.
Emboldening niggers to take up arms? Hey, man. What's wrong with that? I mean, they showed their true colors. They showed that they have the ability to do something that we can't do, which is go in front and guard your fucking neighborhoods, right? If we do it, it's hate. If they do it, it's what? And that's another fucking show of hypocrisy from this Zionist-occupied government. Now, that's just a take, one of my little smooth brain takes, right? Oh, let's get on with this.
Count before we do things, because all you've done...
By the way, I am a fucking fan. Just because I'm a soloist, I'm not shitting on hate club or active clubs, okay? When I said, make sure you fucking know how to vet your people and I prefer to be solo, I've been in clubs. And I've been in groups. Now I have a collective group of men that we're just about family. We are about family. Being a family, owning land from one highway to the next, everything in between. It's a dream. And we're working on it. But I love what Hate Club does. Matter of fact, you guys know me and Flood fucking can't stand each other, but if you want to fucking hear a good interview, Flood did a great interview with Combat Carl, and so you can go find it on his in his places wherever he posts his stuff. Go and look at that. He's done some good interviews. I've never shit on any of that part of it. He just said I wasn't allowed to send messages and back and forth to people that he hates. I mean, like, literal. I know an outdoorsman in Minnesota who you fucking PhD can't stand him. He's not gonna fucking shit on me. I've never broke bread with a guy or seen him. We don't go on each other's streams. We don't platform one another. We don't show, you know, but, and I was like, well, that's fucking, and then before I could even say, well, I've got the ability to see what I want, I was already fucking memed and deep faked into oblivion. So now I don't keep my mouth shut anymore when you take that shit. But anyway, that was a fucking excellent interview with Flood and Combat Carl. You can take that for a grain of salt if you don't like him. But if you do, you know, go see it. And I know that if anyone that appears on my show, he'll DM and spit at them in the middle of the night, early in the morning, which is very... Look, man, it's bizarre behavior. It's fucking... It's uneasy. It's cringy. It's disturbing that you would do that to PG, who never said a word about you and does not want to get involved in anything. The Wednesday show is our show. Doesn't have to do it with my mouth things. He has his own opinion, and he's not responsible for what comes out of his mouth. And just because I got the stream key, it doesn't matter. He can say what he wants. But poor Vivian and fucking PG5K didn't deserve that just for fucking coming on to my show so people could hear about their activism. Because isn't that pro-white to just tell people about activism? Oh, yeah.
And
should I hit the laugh track now? I don't even have one.
You just, I think you misunderstand the effect that this event had, is allow these people a voice, allow them to form their own oppositional communities and ideologies, and not only justify that to themselves, but justify that opposition to both the public and the local government, which both now have their support because of the antics that you guys provided.
Oh, they have their support because of antics. They have their support because of the prosecutor, the attorney general, the fucking sheriffs in that area, the politicians, AIPAC. That is why those niggers have the support of community. You idiot. And the media, why don't we just go through it? Why?
Every single aspect of the media is Jewish.
Yep. So all the local news showing hate club and then portraying with their narrative that their editors and producers, and come on, I'm not going to insult your intelligence. I mean, I'm insulting the faggots on this X Space's intelligence, not Carl's. And I'll always insult this fucking faggot. I'm telling you, going to jail is not give you credit. If you can avoid jail doing activism, that's because you're smart. If you go to jail, it should be for something like not getting your ass jumped by somebody when your friends aren't watching your back, or just getting pulled over by the cops and then getting out of hand and hauled off to jail. That's stupid and nonsense. No. If you fucking put your freedom and your properties and your family's fucking lively life on the line in the white power game, it better be for something fucking real. That's my opinion. And I think it's shared by many white men who have fucking invested their DNA into future generations and are responsible for them. Do you get what I'm fucking putting down? Are you picking it up?
So essentially, we're discussing whether or not political theater that you guys performed was effective or not.
He called it political theater. What a faggot that guy is.
And I think that in this case, it was not.
Political theater? How about a show of fucking solidarity and force? How about a show of we're not cowards? You know, like I said, I don't do group activism, but if the police would not have been there, those niggers would have never gotten that close. We all know that. We know that. And that's another thing when you're doing group activism. You have a plan to keep people at bay. But once the police show up to try to intervene and keep the peace, your plan goes out the window. Because if you try to protect your life, limbs, and eyesight with extreme prejudice, like a guy waving a gun in your face, you're going to go to jail because of all that media shit. So I thought it was a great event, and I thought it was planned and executed, and the police fucked it up and allowed them to get close and close within them to make it a chaotic scene. If there would have been no cops, those niggers would have stayed at distance because they saw the long gun. This ain't no fucking switch on a Glock fucking shooting sideways. It's a long gun being held by a white man who's proficient with marksmanship and the ability to defend his brethren, their life, limb, and eyesight. What a faggot this guy is.
It's called acceleration. It's called accelerationism, brother.
So I would also like to ask a question real quick. Hold on a minute.
Hey, look, Ron, I get why you're upset, buddy. I get why you're really upset. I get it, man.
Why I'm upset with your acting?
Ron is the guy who told who I had it out with. He's the one who said that a 22-year-old who accidentally sticks his dick in a nigger is less forgivable than a fucking pedophile. And that makes me question where Ron's put his dick, if you know what I'm saying.
Your actions as hate club? If you want to try to bring in the fact...
Yeah, I said that, Ron, you fucking faggot.
...that you decided to be a degenerate piece...
And when you go into these fucking spaces, these are the people that are in there. Guys like Ron. Those are the guys that are fucking telling white men like Bastion or me the business, shouting us down when we're just trying to make a point. You know, these are the fucking guys running that shit and licking the dicks off of the big personalities that they can get to come in and drop in, wash their dicks while they're there, jiggle their balls, maybe a fucking prostate massage. I mean, there's a lot of shirtless shit going on. There's a lot of shirtless shit going on.
The shit, and
I have good 2020 vision. I call shit the way I see it.
Fuck the chick that I was dating when
I fucked your girl, dude. I shoved my dick down her throat, bro.
Good, good. Guess what? So have other motherfuckers since you. So you act like that bothers me in one fucking iota.
So the guy who calls people cucks is actually a cuck. And a lot of people has fucked his woman. What a gross dude.
The fact that you want to sit up here and actually openly acknowledge the fact that while I was incarcerated, And you didn't do this whenever I was a free man. While I was incarcerated, you decided to go and stab a fellow white racialist in the back and do something this degenerate should speak volumes of your character, not mine. Trust me. It does.
Oh, wait, now, what's going on here? Okay, whoa. This is the popcorn. This is why I don't get involved in any of this shit. So this guy, the faggot Ron, he's a fucking faggot. You're a faggot, Ron. Is saying that Carl fucking, no way. There's no way that you would touch a woman that would go and sleep with that guy. If you did, I'm sorry. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. It's all degenerate. You see, it's all degenerate.
It does not bother me, but it clearly bothers you.
Those people need Jesus. They need Jesus in their lives. Say it with me one more time. Ron, you need Jesus.
The same individual who decided to get on a telegram.
Carl, you might need Jesus, man. If you went pokey, were they married? I got to know now.
Chat with me and proceed to fucking...
Wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're married. If they're even just dating, man, you know, that's good. It's the bro code. There's a guy code. That's why women shouldn't be around. They shouldn't even be around and talking to fucking dudes. Unless you're a family organization. I only belong to family groups. Because we're building for our family. We're building land and property for our family. We're building homes for our family. Literal homes. Structures. For our family. The greatest thing I've ever done so far in my life was to say, here you go. Now with those young children, you don't have a house payment and you don't owe us anything. It's still our land. It's our land, but there you go. You can live there. Go for it. We don't live there. And I'll be camping on the property. Deer season, I'll be tooting around, but not in your space. I'll give you your space. I'm not going to tell you to mow your lawn. Better mow it. But you know what I mean? Shit.
Just beg.
I don't ever have to worry about this kind of bullshit. I never had to worry about any kind of bullshit faggotry until I started streaming and meeting people in the public atmosphere. Because the fucking the pipe hitters in the private world, like I said, I'm the only one like in our fucking groups. They're like, well, you're not a streamer, so you don't count. Because they're like, streamers are fucking faggots. I'm like, hey, dude, I feel attacked. I'm like, oh, you don't count. And I'm like, dude, really, man? That hurts my heart. I know I got a tiny show. And they're like, no, it didn't matter how many people, you're not the same. And that is what I hang my hat on. It's because, first off, I'll never tell you to do something I wouldn't do myself unless I specifically say, hey, you should look into an active club. Active clubs are not for me because I like to be in control. When you plan brigade-sized missions, you're not going to have some dude who's not had a kid fucking plan your fucking event that's got your security on the line. Not going to happen. Not mine. Not going to happen. No guy that's ever been in the real fire, right? If you've never been in the real fire, not some street fight, not some county jail fight, you're not planning for my security or my freedom. If you haven't lived the world's experience, that's why, and because some of them have got the hardcore dudes too, and they've been through all that. And they have good plans, but I don't have the time to fucking vet the leaders. They'll feel a leader of a group, an active club would probably feel a little bit shit on because I would put them through the ringer, figuring them out before I would even attach my name to their organization. I already take the heat just because I'm affiliated with GTV. Just because of the shit that comes out of people's mouths that are affiliated with this. They're responsible for their own fucking words, and I'm responsible for mine. And that's the only way. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. The way they do activism is the way they do it. The way they talk to children, that's how they choose to do it. I do my own way, and I'm in control. And knock on wood, I do this shit almost every fucking weekend, and I've never had any fucking heat. Other than the ADL printing my fucking name, that was actually for live streaming, not for IRL shit. So live streaming, which doesn't fucking matter. IRL shit is the real shit. And I stay out of the heat. I mean, the sheriffs know who have put up stickers. They told me so. And to stop doing it. So I don't put stickers up in my county. Flyers are legal and they're fine. But he's like, we know who's putting stickers up on the gas pumps. And I said, I won't do it anymore. Okay. They said, do it in a different county. I said, Roger. Because you only put stickers on private property with permission. I tell you this every single night when I tell you about Kite Flyer. I don't even want to watch any more of that fucking shit. That's, you talk about blackpilling. That guy's such a fucking faggot, man. Ronald Murray. What a fag. And a true cuckold. Telling me about shit. I heard his voice. Just hearing his voice makes me fucking feel uneasy because he's such a piece of shit. I mean, a true piece of shit if there ever there was one. Well, an illegal gun sale in broad daylight has turned into a mass shooting in Spotsylvania County, Virginia. I wonder what kind of neighborhood this had happened in. Let's see what's going on. Well, that was fucking loud. Let's check on these niggers again. Looks like projects. I've got project niggers. Niggers running. He's at the low red. He got to give him that, you know. I think he had even some trigger discipline here. Let's see. No, you can't tell. It's at the low ready. Okay. That's loud. Well, I'd rather be homeless than live in the projects if I was a low down nigger. I swear. Actually, I'd rather just suck start a fucking rifle if I was a nigger. Why would you want to live just like that? I crawl out of my skin seeing living in this little white suburb neighborhood. That's like where I live in the one neighborhood in the county where all the fucking trick-or-treaters come. You know what I mean? People come for miles and trick-or-treat in my neighborhood. It's that neighborhood. That's the neighborhood I live in. We go through it, man. I mean, I don't care. I don't care what Halloween holiday. I don't care. I'm a Christian. Halloween is this dumb holiday. It's a day of the week where kids get candy for dressing up like a fucking... The only thing I do, though, is don't ever bring your place to trick... And we don't come... They don't get to come to my door either, obviously. If you know anything about me and you've been watching my show, you would know that I would be that guy who... My driveway is about 100 and... It's about 40 yards from the road. Like, my front door is about 40 yards, 40 or 50 yards from the front... Yeah, my driveway is about 50 yards long. Off the road, you turn in, it's about 50 yards to the garage. We walk all the way down there to about 10 yards left and set up our little candy shop because I don't want people coming even close to my house. Seriously. I had a police officer one day looking for the formal residence for some kind of letter. I said, they don't live here. He said, do you know where they live now? I said, I don't know where they live there. Can you get off the fuck off my property? He was a city cop. So can you get the fuck off my property, please? I said, please, too. And he goes, huh? I said, get the fuck off my property, please. The dogs are going crazy, dude. And he's like, man, you're an asshole. And I said, yeah, I am. And he walked off shaking his head and laughing. And that guy has been to my house since when the VA called the police on me for giving them the fucking business. You know how whenever I finally have enough of my enough shit, like enough of being called Christ cuck or seeing tax on faith, when it's really detrimental to what we're trying to do. But since all the mainstreamers are doing it, we got to find something else to generate fucking traffic. That's my opinion. Not organic either. My opinion again. But you just got to fucking go up and smash them. And I smashed the VA and they called the cops on me. Oh, Big Filth smashed those mofos. Shout out to Big Filth. Love you, brother. I hope you're doing all right. Those breaks do you well, man. I need to take a break, and I take a break when I need to take a break, and it does me well. I didn't need to take a break over the weekend. I don't stream on Saturdays, but it still does me well. Look at these niggers just walking around with rifles. Now, listen here, people. If you see niggers in masks with rifles, that's a white hand. Hold on. What are you doing, Wigger? What have you done? That's a white hand. I got to get my draw thing working again. Not let me draw or... Oh, man. No wonder he had it at the low ready. It was a white guy.
Bruh.
Just saying. Let me get this to the screen again. Just nonchalant. Uh-oh. He's bleeding. They got in a shootout. This nigger's bleeding. This white kid is bleeding. He got shot in the arm. That's a nigger. Well, that was strange. Yep, if you don't ever want to see, like, just young hooligans just walking down the street, fucking carrying rifles. That's America today. We've always had the rights to bear arms, but, you know, like, I don't open carry for my own personal reason because I am constantly assessing threats. I've told you this today. And when I'm in public and I see an open carrying guy, I've assessed the threat. But when you assess threats, I actually look at people who are printing. If I see a brown person, I immediately look to see if they're carrying a firearm or if I can tell immediately. First thing I do is to see if they're printing. And if they're printing, I act accordingly. I'm already on high alert because they're brown. But I do it with white people. That was nuts.
This new video shows neighbors nearby the shooting, the location that was given to us.
A mass shooting in a Spotsylvania County neighborhood.
It's the same footage.
Killed, at least three others wounded. And
three killed.
Witnesses just downright terrifying. Fredericksburg City Schools on a two-hour delay today.
Oh my gosh, these are both white kids. They went to sell a gun and they got in a shootout and killed niggers. Holy shit. I bet that's what happened. They went to sell guns to niggers and they ended up killing them. I just saw that kid's skin. They were walking.
Community deals with the aftershock.
He's hit. He's hit, but he ain't dead. Even though those kids shouldn't have been doing business with niggers, let's just hope that there's three dead niggers. Now, another three dead after we just saw a chopper crash into the Hudson. Now we've got a plane crashing in. We're coming in hot. Too much coke in there. They got too much coke.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Damn, drift. Even private planes are falling out of the skies. I think something different is going on.
Now to today's deadly plane crash in Boca Raton, Florida. NBC's George Solis is following this story for us. What happened here?
Hey, Chris. Yeah, a lot of investigation and a lot of questions about this latest plane crash. We know the NTSB and the FAA will be deployed to the ground there to investigate what happened. You mentioned three people have died now. This plane taking off from the Boca Raton Airport about 10:20 this morning. It appears to have been circling around en route to Tallahassee. People there on the ground saying they reported seeing the plane flying low. This was a Cessna 310, generally seats about 6 to 7 people. And just flight path seems to show some kind of trouble. What that trouble was, we don't know at this point. But again, it crashes. Some eyewitnesses are on the ground reporting the harrowing scene. One individual, according to sources, hurt on the ground. They seem to be recovering at this hour. And again, we've heard from witnesses on the ground about this terrifying scene. Here's what they told us.
So I wonder if the chat's working yet.
It was just out of sight. It was so low, so fast, so out of sight.
I'm sorry, GTV, when the chat, if the chat starts working, I'll chat with you. Thank you all for tuning in. There's 51 of you.
And it's just doesn't, it's not a great sign.
Slowly but surely, people are like, whoa, Tankman's streaming? Yep.
Yeah, Chris, of course.
If any of you guys can get a hold of Warplan Red or Gulag Kulak and tell him, because I'm not in the streamer chats. Those things are, they're like an egg space to me. I'm a soloist.
Very sensitive to this issue after that. Terrifying scene.
Yeah, if anybody can get a hold of somebody over there and tell them, hey, man, you know the chat's not loading? Because I really don't know how to. I can't even DM them. You know what I mean? All right. Cry, little sister. What is this? Is this an edit? If this is not an edit, I don't want to watch it. I thought it was an edit. It's not an edit. It's not. But I do have a Timcast. No, Shill of the People. Who is this from? The Foundering. We've got a Tim Pool Foundering song coming up here. The Foundering. That guy's hilarious. Tim Pool, the Israeli dick sucker, the Shill of the People. The fucking hat.
Hawking ceilings and your molding culture clown. They don't defame me, you haters. My tiny hat ain't round. I'm master race, king of kimchi mansion. Smell my sheeny beanie crown. This is a shield of the sheeple. Bow down. I'm collecting shekels.
Oh,
I have them in my hat. Tempted by the sound. Suka plant. I cope and
this
I see to shear the wool of my sheeple.
Beast.
Police them. But your skater park. Watch me ollie while I occupy your town.
A little skater into
rival,
yeah.
Those chosen elite. GL gatekeep and shut gate down. Sodomized by the fins that penetrates my mouth. This is a shield on the sheeple. Find out. I'm a crew and rubles, YouTube and beta chat. Hustling the luscious mother Russian plant. Donate, I'll dilate for the goons of my sheeple.
Donate. It's a double donate.
Don't eat Daily Wire while I lock for them. Suck up, kiss the wall, Yarmulke. The Shabbosgoy yearns for unleavened bread. Butts upon my merch, still I'm ornery. My milk jones turned turd brown. I have downs me so horny. For midget porn I found. My ears bound, my voice so soy like Troy Cassandra Warren. Watch out, this is the shill of the sheeple. And I'm Shapiro's hero, she gets up the Skeksis. The Knesset pays my wage, and I praise their name. I'd sell my mom for a small compensation. Your cyborg. The synagogue's whore is sinning again. I'm blandly a boring mud blood pool man. Hold my beer.
Bruh.
Shout out to the Foundering, and this one is from Bulk's View Media, Apex Predator.
They seem to think they can intimidate us with terrorism and petty gang violence, but they forget that once us Europeans turn violent, we destroy entire civilizations, we decimate continents, we wipe out races.
current state has become a swindler, a thief, a pimp, a murderer. They must pay for their crimes. These are the lives that must be crushed, or otherwise Germany cannot survive. They will be sacrificed to ancient gods. They will cry in fear as they are dragged to pagan shrines. They will scream in agony as their bones are crushed. The howling in the darkness of the night is your offering to Volta. Only the moon and the images of ancient gods will witness their slow and agonizing death.
I'm just getting started.
Fucking names, let's fucking go.
Spread fear among our enemies and increase our support by reclaiming the streets from organized crime and other enemies of ordinary people. The third reason for using force is provocation. We must provoke the enemy to make mistakes and alienate themselves even more from the people.
Midday tunes, baby! We've got Carry the Torch, the band Carry the Torch with the song Our Truth from Will to Rise Records. First hardcore band on Will to Rise. Let's see what they got.
Yeah. Yeah, motherfucker. It's a shit in the way, you motherfucker.
Arise Records. Man, that was awesome. That was so cool. You know, you guys, you ever use, how many of you guys, well, I can't see the chat. I know there's a few of you over here on the Rumble. I used to skate back in the day. I've always told myself never be in cliques, even as a kid. I was the guy who, yep, all-state athlete, but was on the academic team and skateboarded. What? That's weird. Yeah, because I just do something I like. You don't have to be a type of person. That's the thing that these schools are just social influences. They basically tell you if you like this type of music, then you're goth, right? If you like this type of music, you're hardcore, and you got to be that. No. Like, that's a problem with humans in general. If you want to be white nationalist, you must be this. Nope, you need to be white, and your nation is your race. Race over everything, even how you fucking pray. That's a prerequisite, right? Just care about your race, because your nation is your race. So if you're race first, then that's full stop, right? Race first is full stop. Anything that might cause dissension in that balance, like if you're an observant man and you see not a ripple in the well, I used to say, man, you're fucking putting a ripple in my wellness pool, you little son of a bitch. And they're like, what? I'm like, I'm out here on Golden Pond, like fucking Henry fucking whatever, Fonda. I'm on Golden Pond and you're putting a ripple in my fucking wellness pool. Well, we got a tidal wave in the fucking wellness pool because it's all it is fights. And when it comes to words, I'm sharp, motherfucker. I won't lose. Stop fighting. And if you cause division, you're just causing division. Own it and say, I'm going to be divisive and I'm going to waste your time and my time, because time is valuable. That's something that I know I've said a long time, and I'm starting to see other people, like the Ben Tanklin Project. Was the original name of this whole thing. It is the Ben Tanklin Project. I don't care if someone else started calling their tribe a project. What is it? It's me. It's a guy who's retired, who has time and energy, and it's a real life work at living, breathing white nationalism. As you see the pounds come off, as you see the wellness improve, as you see the sobriety, and I'm not a purity spiral. I think there's nothing wrong with a fucking good old fucking nice neat bourbon. It's just it's not for me. I can hang out with my closest friends. I'll even bring them a bottle. I can't drink because I'm an asshole. It doesn't go well with one another. You know what I mean? I'm smart enough to know my own weaknesses, work on them. Like, yeah, I'm sure I could take a shot, but I'm not going to go that route right now though. And I also think that raw milk is good. But if I thought that raw milk was good and natural medicine was great, and then I was to curse at you for sparking up your endocannabinoid system, that's not an actual joint or anything, the biological thing that's in every human's body, the one they don't teach you about in biology or anatomy, physiology, they teach you about your central nervous system, cardiovascular, respiratory, endocrine system. You know, they don't tell you about the endocannabinoid system. It's basically a dual redundancy system within your body's biological makeup. Like, for instance, my thyroid died back in, I don't know, 07, but I was still able to stay jacked as fuck because I was not injured. Once I got my last severe injury, wasn't even in combat, if you can fucking believe that one. I just broke a shoulder blade and fractured a kneecap, but it was bad enough to keep me from moving my body the way I wanted to. I started getting fat. I mean, fat. And they said, when they did my labs and they looked in the history, they said, well, your thyroid hasn't worked forever. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me? Well, because I was always supremely fit. Well, once I started using CBD in the Army, which was illegal, I started losing weight. Then I got in trouble for it, but they busted me and I kept it moving, kept the same job, kept everything going. The Army busts you. If you don't get an Article 15, you're not doing your job. But because my whatever happens in your biological process that we don't understand. It's the same reason if a gumbo limbo tree grows, or if a poisonwood tree grows naturally, it wasn't planted there. If it's naturally occurring, it's not invasive. Within, if you draw a 25-meter circle, you'll find a gumbo limbo tree, because that's the only sap, or that's the natural occurring sap that cures the rash that you'll get from the poisonwood tree. That's crazy. That's how nature works. Well, when you're, if you're, let's say, your thyroid stops functioning and you use CBD, just like the yucky shit, it tastes gross. It doesn't get you high. It's horrible. It's fucking horrible. You got to drink sweet tea or something. You got to hold it under your tongue and it burns too. And like your endocannabinoid system goes to work, and it's crazy the way shit works, the biology. That's because if you believe in natural law, then you shouldn't shit on things that occur naturally. Now, you should probably not get stoned all day long. But if you want to get stoned one night, I don't give a fuck. It's no different than having a bourbon, taking a puff on the pipe. Oh, my God, how white national is that? It's like me telling you not. I'm not some libertarian. You know what poisons your body. You know what hurts your body. You know what else does? Nicotine. It's good for your brain and hurts your body by the way you delivery system. The delivery system of nicotine is bad for you. I'm sure we're going to get lip cancer from these bad boys. By the way, the free 12 milligrams, that's good stuff. These, not so good. But I've always got, you know, I'm always messing around with different ones. Smoking. I smoked on deployments, and it was a pleasure. It was a fucking pleasure to have a cigarette. And I hate smoking. I hate the smell. It was a pleasure in life. And, of course, I come home, don't smoke. But the delivery system of that nicotine is fucking harmful. And so if you use cannabis and you're not getting stoned all day or getting all zooted out, there's a biological process taking place in you that is beneficial to your body somewhere. Another thing is if you're young and you don't have types of ailments, injuries, backs, aches, pains, arthritis, and you mess around with cannabis, what happens? You get high and giggly. Trust me. If you're over 40 and you ever want to go back to the days of yore and you go to a reunion and you try to do like you did, it's not like that anymore. You're like, I'm not even high. No, but my back doesn't hurt. I found that out a long time ago, but I don't do anything that can literally take away from my passions in life, which is family, hunting, the outdoors, activism, you know? And RCs, racing, I love that stuff. Dirt track racing is amazing. Building an RC track, it's cool. But I like to, every once in a while, just get in a little shout out to the people who aren't, you know, who are sober. That's good. If you're walking the sober path, it's most likely because you struggled with addiction. Addiction is a personality flaw. I have that flaw, right? It's not a disease. It's a personality flaw. I'm an asshole. I like bourbon. If I like two bourbons, I might like three or four some nights because I'm whatever, right? My right. And then I become an asshole. And it could be once every 6 months I'd have that drink. There's that number. Follow wizardry. Once every 8 months, if I had a drink and got drunk, there's a 1 out of 10 chance I could become an asshole. And that's one chance too many. But if you have those personality defects like I do and like other people do, that means we can't control intoxicants, because people have done them. Our ancestors did it. Our ancestors did the same intoxicants. The same people. See, so you can't just cherry pick. I've been called a cherry picker, right? I've been called a cherry picker. Cherry picking is taking one thing out of like your, you know, faith or whatever, but not the other things out of those ancestors. Like ancestors used psychedelics. They drank mead and got drunk and ale. When they started trading with Saxons and others, they drank and they formed nations and they drank. They raided and they drank. And it wasn't Jewish poison. Mead, I don't think, is Jewish poison, is it? Now, poison... poisoning yourself is Jewish behavior. It's like self-mutilation. It's like chopping your dick off. If you know something's bad for you, then you overdo that. Well, shit, that's Jewish behavior. But fermenting something is not a Jewish creation. It's been done by most people, except the natives. That's why engines can't, not natives, but indigenous Americans. Wagon burners can't take alcohol because it wasn't even in their biological makeup. Wasn't introduced to them in Mongolia, and it wasn't introduced to them and their haplogroup in the North Americas either until French fur traders started trading them champagne and wine to have access to fur. And of course, that's a pressure. And in a natural occurring world, it takes hundreds and hundreds of years probably before it's not like Gallup, New Mexico. That's just my own little theory on that. But Theo Von, he knows about Jews and Israel. I don't have no segue for this next clip. I had it sitting here. I was going to find one to go with the segue, but fuck it. We're doing it live. It's daytime. I'm not in a rhythm.
You also wonder, like, what, like, if the...
For all you Theo Von haters out there, I'm sorry. I can't hate somebody that's in the mainstream just because they're not like me. Well, I'm not like anyone else. But, like, they're not like the guy you want to just say, fucking niggers, fucking Jews. Well, there's a reason that they're up here and they're a stand-up comedian and they say funny things and we get to... Because they let lower folks like us do that. But make no mistake, they know what's going on in the world. And it's fun whenever they do... Take that little, it's the Jews.
There's Israeli influence, because that's a big thing now. Like, how much Israeli influence is there in, like, American...
Older clip.
American politics, you know?
Oh, there's a lot.
Oh, no, no, this is a newer one, because this guy was on just last week. I don't watch his podcast, but I stay up with some of the clips he puts out.
Seems to be a ton. I feel like America's just, like, it feels like we're just owned by Israel, you know? And we just never knew it.
I thought we owned them.
That's what I thought.
Uh-oh.
But here's the thing. If we're just a team, then just tell us we're a fucking team.
All right. Tell us anything. We're all in the dark here. Everything's going over our yarmulke.
I'm not in the dark.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, dude. Everything's fucking sliding right over that little hair wallet.
I've never fucking heard it called a hair wallet in my life.
Bruh.
A little hair wallet.
Hair wallet.
Yeah.
Fucking sliding right over that little hair wallet. Everything's fucking sliding right over that little hair wallet. Everything's fucking sliding right over that little hair wallet. Dude, everything's fucking sliding right over that little hair wallet.
That's good. Yeah. That's fucking funny right there, man. What's up, Snafu?
All right.
But, dude, that's the thing I think that would help everybody if they would just say, hey, this is what's fucking really going on.
Yes.
So... Because otherwise, I think you're just – there's still this ruse of pretending that people aren't going to maybe figure it out. Or if you let people start to figure it out themselves, then a lot of times people go to the worst place in their minds,
right? Yes, and you pick a side, and that's it. It's just fuck that side. We're left in the dark. Light a menorah. Get some light in here.
Yeah, light one of the candles. Dude,
one of them.
Give us – go to the worst.
I hate it when I do that. I was looking over to see if the fucking chat had loaded, and it hadn't. Oops. Hey, another thing I say, I'm not a pro. Okay. I'm not a content creator. Never claimed to be. I can create content whenever I'm a retard and someone else reviews and says, look at this fucking retard. And I'm like, man,
bruh.
But that happens. I'm just a jerk that's got time and energy and resources. But Theo Von, he cracks me up. His laid back. He's just fucking funny, man. He reminds me of so many people. White dudes that I grew up with, just I've always been able to get fucking riled up, except for like football. You would think, I bet you as a crazy motherfucker. I slept right before the game, and all those guys that crashed helmets and jumped and screamed, I would be in the very back away from that because that was the time of their life, and they were never going to get to do it again. And I knew that it was just, I just had to hit the marks, it's like racing. Hit your braking marks, hit your marks, and just do your job, tackle through, you know. It was just a process. And I love those dudes, and I had a fun doing it, but I couldn't handle all the way. Same within the tank. when guys give fire commands during gunnery, when you become like Mike Gov and you're teaching these people, you're like, listen, I would be a young gunner and I would get chewed out by the master gunner in the tower. He's like, aren't you having fun? I'm like, yes, I'm having fun. Are you kidding me? I'm gunning on a tank. He goes, you sound like you're dead in there. Because here's how a regular, like a fire command would go, like, if you were just listening to a regular crew, like, fire disabled tank! Identify range 1200, 1200 fire in the chest! All the way, lost! Target these fire, charge R2, this is base 1-1, engage through it one time, turn them in. And it's like, what? Wow, they're screaming, they're hyped, and that's great, you know? I'm evaluating everything that comes out of their ear. I'm listening to all the doors, watching video, watching the crews, watching the video of the range, the target, and the video inside of the tank. And so I always tell everyone, you're not fucking flying down a gun tube, man. You're not like, here I come to save the day. Tank, one's fist is on its way. I'll punch you commie Jews in the face at 2 clicks per second. No. I said, you're operating a weapon system. And so you would listen to my crew, even as I was the youngest, I was the only buck sergeant tank commander in the brigade, and I shot the top score in the entire army. And it was because I had a guy teach me all the ins and outs about being a crew and operating a weapon system. And it's an orchestration of switchology, methodology, and muscle memory and to become a habit for when you're discriminating where you're going to shoot, when you're doing your target acquisition, right? So it's like I would sit there and you're in the defense and I'd say, hey, look, and I would designate the gun with my button because I got a different viewer than the gun. He's looking over here. I'm looking over here. I hit a button like, you see that? I'm not even starting the fire command. The gun just goes shoof. He looks and says, yep. And I'm like, okay, ready? Driver, what's the time? He's like, 8 seconds. I'm like, all right. Gunner heat PC, driver move up. Identified range 900, fire and adjust. On the way, lost. Target sees fire, driver back down. Charlie and I are two. This is Ghost 4-2. Engage and destroyed one PC. Continuing to defend, over. And that was it. And inside, as soon as we break, it's like, good shooting, Tex. Okay, that's over. Next engagement. You're excited, but you're just calm. And when you train like that, when an RPG hits you in the ass, you don't freak out. When IED goes off and rounds are coming in, you just don't freak out because you're not fighting. You're operating the motherfucker that's fighting for you. Even in the gun, even behind the 240 Bravo and a dismount, kick your legs. Bump your hips to swing the gun. Don't move your fucking elbow. Get that elbow and that shoulder lock sunk in and fucking pivot and bust your fucking hips and legs around. And get socked in on that fucker, right? You're just giving them, right? You're just controlling it and you're operating it. I do that with everything. Smooth. Theo Von names the Jews smooth, right? He doesn't have to say, you fucking kike, motherfucker. He's like, yep, man, just right by your fucking little hair wallet. It's great.
Place in their minds,
yes,
right?
Yes, and you pick a side, and that's it. It's just, fuck that side. We're left in the dark. Light a menorah. Get some light in here.
Yeah, light one of the candles. Dude,
of them.
Give us 3 out of 8.
Yeah.
Give us 3 out of 8. Fuck them Jews. I don't want... We should just take what we need, right? The Jews are even going after Miss Rachel, okay? You know, I'm always saying, be scared for what your kids may be watching. And I know all you base parents, you don't let your kids just watch these YouTube videos. I wouldn't let my child watch Miss Rachel. She has like one of them. Look, as a grandpa, I know about all this shit because I have based my stepson's wife. She is based. Okay, they've never been vaccinated. I got a 5, a 4, and a 3-year-old. He knocked them out. Boom, 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 done. Turned 27 today and has a 5, 4, and 3-year-old. Makes damn good money, and he doesn't have to pay mortgage because he can. That's what we should all try to do while we're in this system. You know, I heard someone shitting on, like, moving to the rurals, right? Well, you know what? You know what you can do in the rurals? This is someone on some stupid X space. What a shock. Talking about like we're running from niggers. Most of these people run generations deep. Generations. And we own this shit. Our way of life runs this motherfucker around here, which is God, family, and community. And yeah, there's a lot of Republicans and there's a lot of people who think Israel is this or that. And that's our job as communicators to not shit all over them. Right? How good can you communicate? You can't just give up and say, well, you know, fuck all that Abrahamic shit. Because I can show you right now a documentary about DNA haplogroups, historic ancient migration, and it'll turn your life upside down because the only people who have ever stayed put where they fucking lived are Iranians. Every people have moved in and out and around. Indians, you know, island folk, pretty much not so. But in the landmass of Asia and Europe, Southwest Asia and North Africa, that shit shifted around and to include the Bering Strait, the land bridge. And you have to know one thing is for certain. You don't know shit. Anyone who claims to know shit is nothing. They're no better than a charlatan in the pulpit. You don't know anything that's been revised, re-edited, rewritten for languages all over the place. You only know what the signal from it is. And that's why I talk about signal and noise. Our signal that we focus on is Jewish supremacy, the house of Jewish supremacy, the foundation of usury, control of financial and money markets, the walls and structure, the bricks, the framing, everything holding that bad boy in are the huge fucking lies in history leading up to the great big lie of the Hala hoax. And the frame, or the frame, the fucking roof over that protects it all, because if the roof goes, the house goes. Everything goes. Is anti-Semitism, racism, anti-Semitic laws, calling people racists, anti-whiteness. It's the shield that protects it all. Wagging their funds. If you're anti-Semite, you can't run for office. You can't represent people in your community. You can't do this. You can't do that. If you name Jews, you can't exist. If they had it their way, if you name Jews, you would hang. If you name Jews, you can't use your social digital ID and your digital fucking verified license, and you fucking can't do this and you can't do that. You said a bad word on this. That's where you attack. You attack the roof to let it all come down, and then it crumbles. The structure crumbles. One wall will crumble more easily without a roof, or with a seriously dilapidated roof. It will crumble. That's how I look at things. And when we're naming and we're going after that fucking home and we want to attack it, we need to be focused, unified. I don't want to hear anyone talk about white unity and then call me a Christ cuck. You don't get to say that. You don't get to say white unity and race first if the next word out of your mouth is I agree whenever a guy just calls you a race cuck or a Christ cuck. Do you see how that works? It's just I'm not talking over anyone's heads here, right? This is how I'd talk to a 10-year-old. Right, you can't have it this way and that way. You're not special. You have done nothing to earn special status except have your face in front of a camera for the last 2 decades. Okay? So hypocrisy is destructive. It's more destructive than comfort because it destroys all credibility in anything and everything under your banner. If I was to spew hypocrisy in my community, my family's name would bear the fucking brunt of that. If my son was to speak truth and morals, he would still bear the brunt of my hypocrisy and degeneracy because he's under my name, my banner. He's under my banner. So he will suffer. Now, I'm not crying. I'm not a victim. I'm speaking generally. Meaning that no man speaks for me. No man speaks for me. No one living and breathing, walking today, speaks for me but me. No one tells me who to fucking talk to, who I can chat with, who I can fucking watch, how to do my activism, and most importantly, how to pray. And I don't box. I stopped boxing when I started doing things kinetically for real. Combatives are fun, but I'm a grown-ass man. I don't do childish shit. I don't have time for it. I've wasted so much time today streaming in the daytime, and I didn't even show you the Bristol fucking shit yet. But I wanted to address a lot of those questions. And I know if you're in the if you would like, I know there's people watching on GTV that are like, but yeah, I got a question. Hey, how's this? How was your weekend? I'm sorry, but it's not working at the moment. It's just, it hasn't done this in a long time. But we got some Bristol highlights. Kyle Larson on Saturday, the Saturday race, he led pretty much the whole fucking race and lapped everybody. Well, yesterday, he pretty much did the same thing. My driver right here, the Oklahoma kid, white boy, Christopher Bell, the driver, the number 20, that car right there. He started and finished seventh, and I think the highest he ran was third. But let's take a look at his breakdown. Listen to that sound, man. That's white power. Listen to that. Look at that. American Thunder. That's some horsepower.
Well, we see right off the bat there, Alex Bowman get a great start to launch out into the lead. And now is when the guessing.
Bristol is a half mile oval. Oops. The last 2 years, they've actually covered this track in dirt for one of the races. They run it twice a year. And on dirt, you got to slide around in the curves. And of course, Christopher Bell, the Oklahoma kid, the dirt track and legend here, he won that race.
Game starts. Will this racetrack take rubber? Will it not? And I think that for the drivers, they don't really know how hard to go right here. Do I need to take care of my tires? Do I need to go full speed? What do I need to do? So this is kind of a wait and see game.
Austin Cindric right behind Busch is going to leave no room for Love to get in line.
Oh boy! Reddick really sideways right there.
Guys, I think the front of the horsepower, this is it, as long as...
All right.
As they work the left side.
Watches the pits.
Carson Hocevar picks up the lead. There's Chase Briscoe in and Ross Chastain.
Well, that's the plan. It's what we're doing.
And they get worked in there, too.
Hoping for a caution. That's the plan.
You see the in-car camera? Watch how their hands work.
Full when they pitted at lap 258, they can go about lap 440, which is another 30-35 laps from
that
now.
Quick jerk is
well,
when
that's the plan. It's what we're doing.
It's trying to pull you into the wall.
Hoping for a caution. Can it happen? We've seen crazier things at Bristol. 43 in the wall again. Erik Jones slow down the front straightaway.
He's up way high as you're sweeping the weekend.
And that's what he's after.
So he wins by basically 2.5 seconds. It's crazy.
He wants one of those bad. He tried at Homestead, tried here. Oh, so close.
The goal today was to win one for John Pitwall to meet him.
Now, this is how you do a burnout.
That's at least. What, fourth gear there, Kevin?
I was when he was up on the rev limiter right there, I'm like, man, we need to find another
grab
gear.
Another one?
Apparently he found it.
So Kyle Larson won a damn race at Bristol. That's fun, but that ain't the real tracks. This was let me see, we're some good. We had a lot of dirt track racing yesterday and over the weekend.
To the lead again, Holmes.
This is loose stuff. These right here are 360 sprints, 410 and 360. That's the two sizes.
A little bit. Sanders will get around him for a second. Kenny leads lap number
officially underway. Shuffles Montgomery back a spot. Tyler Thompson to third.
They throw him in a slider.
Over Tanner Holmes. Thompson struggled mightily all last night.
And yes, I would love, I would give anything to fucking have the kind of financial means to do this. I'm like, well, that's wasteful. Man, if I had the money to fucking run to do this for a hobby, I would do it. You guys think I'm fucking around? I'm going to buy a hobby stock car. It's just a matter of time. By the time I'm 55, I will have my own fucking stock car. I don't give a shit. Mark it down. You can write it down on the calendar. I got 5 years to do it. And it won't be one of these guys. No, I just saw a 410 engine for sale today that only had 12 races on it, and they wanted $27,000 for it.
Bruh.
Yeah.
In the Mini Gold Cup Prelude race, right now he's on the podium. Tim Kading up front. And just a few laps in, traffic is coming. Heavy traffic. For your leaders, Sanders closed the gap last time by to less than half a second. Sanders had a miserable month of March. Bounced back with a win in last night's feature. Reigning NARC champion looking to get his second win of the weekend, but caution flag is out. Ashton Torgerson, 25, completed that last caution.
Now, just to give you guys a little idea, they're going well. They're going faster than stock cars go on this oval. They're doing up to 120, 130 miles per hour sliding into these turns.
And DJ Netto now in second, looking to win his second NARC feature of the season.
Well, the 410s go that fast. These guys are doing about 89, 85 to 90 into the turn.
But he's got a lot of ground to make up. Great restart for Justin Sanders. Tanner Holmes
coming up high. Look at
going
high
upstairs. Netto working the bottom. Roof Tanner Holmes back to second. With look 10 to go.
Just ripping the dirt, man. Did you see the fucking rocking in that thing? Is this just ripping that dirt, grabbing bite? This, I'm telling you guys. If you're looking for a new place to go and be around white people and do some activism, hand to hands, and not be shouted out, and you want to be comfortable, go to a local stock car. Go to your local speedway where there's a dirt track. I'm not going to promise you, but I'm almost going to promise you won't see a nigger. I'm going to promise you that you're 99.9% nigger free. Really. I mean, we were watching those guys do the sword and axe fights in Dallas, and there was a nigger in there. I still haven't. I've been to my local track. I don't know how many times. I've not seen one single nigger. Not one. That's what I'm talking about. These are avenues, and you're going to meet some cool people. And you know what? You'll enjoy yourselves. Racing is in man's blood. When all he had was his feet, they wanted to find out who could go there faster. Who could go further, longer, and faster. And when every time we've developed a new means of transportation, we've wanted to race it and see who can go faster at different lengths of time, different lengths, different distance and time. It's fucking human nature, competition. To see who's best and fit. I could envision, see, I'm no thought leader and I'm no pro, so this is all coming from my old smooth brain. I could envision a tribe that never had outside contact with anyone, having their own cultural proving ground of competition to see where they are in their order of merit. It wouldn't be by who you're born. I guarantee it. Unless they set it up, then it would be whose dad is more bad. The baddest dad, his son was badder than the weakling dad's son. Something like that. You know, I'm speaking elementary here, just trying to make the connection. Not saying that you're elementary, so that if one of those guys that are always in X spaces happens to be tuning in, I'm gonna talk on Darren Webel, the X space crowd. The X space crowd, Petchel. Fucking utterly retarded.
question now is, can Tanner Holmes chase down Justin Sanders? Kyle Montgomery trying to get on the podium, battling with DJ Netto. And Netto trying to squeeze on the outside, and instead Montgomery forces his way into third. Good racing with less than three laps to go. Can Tanner Holmes chase down Justin Sanders?
Bubble
by Holmes. Still picked up a few tenths of a second.
Look at sparks flying. Netto don't give a shit.
With less than two to go, here comes Tanner Holmes trying to close in.
Look at that, man.
White flag coming out one more time around.
That guy.
Heavy traffic right in front of him. Holmes right to the outside.
Sanders is a
nut. Slides up. Holmes flying down the back straight away. Through three. Out of four. Sanders back to the inside. Holmes takes it to the left corner. Sanders wins it. Oh my goodness, Sanders wins it!
Any questions on why I love that shit so fucking much? Did you see that on the last lap? The guy finally got by him and then goes on his high side where he's been making all the speed, and the dude he just passed throws an inside slider on him, takes the checkered flag. That is awesome shit. And you can find it every weekend all over America. All over America. And it's a great place to be around white people and do great pro-white activism. And just, when you're learning, when you're in an environment like that, you get a pit pass, you're going to have interactions with people. And you can make a week, you're not going to stay around there. Now, if you want to do activism and go do windshield stuff and just blanket, that's cool. But like, mine is more like, I'm talking to people about racing. I'm incorporating my activism. I dip it in there. I get it in and I start conversations. I let them lead where it goes, and I can find a way to name a Jew. It might be the fucking sticker on your wing on that sprint car owned by a Jew bank or something. I don't know. You'll find it. It's the way we live these days. My pest control guy came by last week, and it was actually the morning after. That's why I didn't stream since. Did I stream Thursday night? I don't even remember. Because my stream was over at 4. I uploaded a replay, and it was about time for my wife to get up. And so I just stayed up, had coffee with her, and the Rumble guy was coming by. And so I got my pest control done, and I Jew-named him. He didn't have a clue about so much shit. He didn't even know what Holodomor was. But I let the conversation go where it wanted to go. And anytime someone talks about a crime in your area, you just point to, like, demographics. Like, here's a GameStop employee. This guy, they had a dispute. A video game store employee and a customer turns violent. You said you'd have the new World of Outlaws game, motherfucker. I want to go dirt tracking on my e-racing league. Well, anyway, the dispute gets violent. So the nigger's breaking his own shit and then goes outside the store and walks in. You got the ever so vigilant white wife recording. This guy looks like a beaner. I don't think that's his wife. I think that's just one of those women that has her phone and she's going for it. Oh, yeah. The beaner's behind him. His beaner has a beaner wife behind him. She's an employee because she's on a work phone and has her cell phone out. I know we're watching these guys. I'm worried about the fucking bystanders here. This big beaner is a big beaner. Well, he might not be big, but he sure as hell is big compared to this little scrawny nigger. Is he a beaner or an Inuit? I don't know. His eyes almost look black. Now watch this. Wham. Did you catch that? You see? What do I tell you guys all the time about your life, limb, and eyesight and letting people get close to you? What do I tell you all the time?
Bruh.
Really, nigga?
They're going to stab you in the neck. If you let them get an arm's length with you, they're going to fucking stab your neck. Do not let your fucking eyes, limbs, life, limb, and eyesight, people. Life, limb, and eyesight. Don't let it get fucking put in danger ever when you're dealing with these subhuman pieces of shit. You look excited there. Watch this. His manager's like, what was that? What was that, Jaquarius? What did you just do, Jaquarius? Look at him. See, this is during the peacocking is when you take it. Look, if you are ever this close to a fucking disgusting, subhuman, filthy fucking nigger, and they start doing this peacocking shit, or they start spitting, clean their fucking clock in the throat. Punch them in the throat. See, grown men don't box. That's for children. Punch him in his throat and remove the threat from the situation. At the very best, he'll get an emergency fucking tracheotomy. Because it's a man's strength. That's why you shouldn't box. Who put the gloves on and box? Mm-mm. Because if you fucking offended me and my family, I don't want to box you. If you are standing in front of me within arm's length, I don't even want to punch you with my fists. I told you the throat, man, the throat gouge in the eyeball right here. The uppercut thumb to the throat. See how close he is? Come on, in the throat. Punch a nigger in their throat. Just
what was that?
Now he missed the jugular or this guy's going to die immediately. He's going to bleed right out like in prison movies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He stabbed him. He stabbed him.
Now, look, now he's barking. Now, you better watch out. He's going to stab your white ass, too, lady. This is why we should not have to be around niggers. And no, that brown dude that got stuck in the neck shouldn't have to be in that mall either. He shouldn't be there. We shouldn't have to be around them either. I told him not to play me. And then he puts it back in his pocket.
Now what?
Shoot him! Does anybody have a gun? Do you see? This nigger has voided his ability to breathe. He should not be allowed not to sit in prison. Summary execution. Which should then be like, we're a legal boss and the damn... The local fucking jurisdiction, the local fucking county sheriff said, yep, that nigger had a knife and already stabbed one dude. No, boy, put him down like the dog he was. Case closed. Summary. That's how a real civilization would work. Now, you would go through a 6-month trial, 7-month trial, 8-month trial. Niggers would burn down cities all across the country. When he should have just been shot right in the fucking neck or punched in the throat. Do not let them ever get close to your life, limb, and eyesight. If there's anything I can ever tell you, it's to please defend your space with fucking extreme prejudice. Extreme fucking prejudice. Because, I mean, look, my dad told me a long time ago whenever he was trying to teach me racism. Real, like, son, they're different. They hate you, and if you give a nigger an inch, he'll take a yard. I didn't know what that meant. And it doesn't mean the Gibbs so much. I mean, okay, it does mean the Gibbs. They want more and more Gibbs. But to me, it means is now they're not being prosecuted for fucking stealing shit, and now you have flash mobs that clean out a whole fucking Gucci store on Rodeo Drive in fucking Beverly Hills. Nothing but 14 or 15-year-old niggers that organized on Jewish-owned social media platforms. Because there are no repercussions. We gave them the inch of no theft being charged under $500. And now you have 50 niggers each stealing $499 worth of shit. Or just stealing more and they're not going to deal with it because you don't. You can't buy fucking a shaving razor as a white man who doesn't get all those nasty fucking bumps on their face. I'm unsure. I got a scruffy fucking neck like a piece of shit today because I was going to get some new razor refill blades. And I was like, I use a safety razor and I was going to get some refill blades because I need to order mine. So I was going to get the Everyday Gentleman, the one gentleman they have the fucking safety razor refills. And they're behind a case. Not because you can take one out and slice your finger, but because niggers and other shit skins steal anything and everything that they can fit in their fucking pockets. That's what George Wallace fucking surrendered with the school. Every fucking aspect of society, because the children were together. Once the children were together, the adults had to be together. Think about it. We didn't have to. We were forced. But from the generally speaking, the societal viewpoint of, you know, we can't teach our children they have to go to school with niggers if we ourselves separate from niggers. Well, I sure as hell want separation from niggers. I do. They'll stick you in the neck. Even if they got a job, that nigger wasn't even unemployed. He might have even had his own fucking vehicle. And then look, in Arkansas, look at this low brain fucking smooth brain nigger right here. In Arkansas, a 15-year-old nigger charged with murder of a cemetery worker. He shot him. A 33-year-old guy named Christopher. According to the news, him and three other young niggers were walking through the cemetery where they shouldn't have been. And the cemetery guy told him to leave the property. You can't be here. You got to leave. The others ran toward the exit. Now, this nigger here confronted the guy and started a fight. Then he pulled a gun and shot him multiple times because he's a fucking nigger. Officers arrived and found him. He was taken to a hospital and he died from his injuries. The juvenile nigger was seen running from the cemetery immediately following the shooting. They arrested the nigger a short time later in an apartment where he most certainly lived with his mother and no father. Most certainly. He is charged as an adult. That nigger is not gonna, in Arkansas, I hope they fucking put him under the fucking jail. But another dead adult at a youth nigger. They're 15-year-olds are violent fucking animals. Listen, you dudes, we're all cock strong, right? Country boys. You could literally tear that nigger's face off. But if that nigger pumps his fucking gums at you and closes space, do not try to get in a physical altercation with him. He is a violent nigger and he wants to end your life. With a high point at that. You gonna get killed by a fucking high point or a Glock with a switch? You don't want that shit. Your family doesn't want that. You don't want that in your legacy. Here lies Tanklin, killed by a 15-year-old nigger with a high point because he wanted to act tough and not just deal with the fucking problem, which was that nigger attacked that man, came up, endangered his life, limb, or eyesight, and that man did not have the ability to protect that with extreme prejudice, and now he's dead. And that is Tanklin's lesson in life. Every day of the week, if you let these motherfuckers get close to you, you're going to die. Why I don't do activism in crowds and group activisms? Because they close with hate clubs, the only exception. But the police go out there and let those motherfuckers close on them. They kept their distance until the police showed up. That's a damn good plan, Carl. I really hope you didn't fuck that guy's wife. That would be shitty. And really fucking degenerate. But I think that I wouldn't believe a thing he said. So, that's it's every day. Every day.
Idaho.com. Sign up, get access to all our exclusive death Idaho. Penalty by firing squad for pet.
Oh, yeah, we already talked about that. Idaho's brought back the death penalty by firing squad, and South Carolina has executed their second one by firing squad. And we're going to be winding down here. Coming up at 2:00, we're going to be winding this down and go through a few of these cool clips like Worship, Wag the Dog. It's all base content, folks.
folks up to.
Like when I get Jew banned, I get you're not white, you're Jewish. I get tell the Jew to shut the fuck up.
Hey, we're going 5,000.
Be told, I'm not a very big fan of the black people.
It's a new day, but it all feels old.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shot.
He actually said that. He said that. How dare he say that?
Nobody's as scared of you, Jose. Go back to Mexico or whatever third world shithole you came from.
Well, I'm addicted to killing niggers.
I'm looking for Joseph Stein. I just want to go to the underground pizza party.
I'm gonna come.
Thanks everybody for hanging out with me. It's a shit show of a stream. I'm a night guy.
We don't like you. We hate you. We hate you, you fucking nigger.
Hey, fuckers! Welcome to the neighborhood. My name is Brett.
My neighbor is a
Nazi. You guys have any fertilizer? I've got a lot of it.
How you doing? You're gonna love this neighborhood. Every single house here was
back. That's me and Paperboy.
Oh, hi. How are you?
What happened?
I hate niggers.
Me too.
You do?
That's always good to see.
Right, power.
What does God do all day? He fucking kills niggers.
Oh, man. I'm always going to throw flyers. I know a lot of people don't like it. My activism
It's one thing
stays.
To learn
I've still got
the designs of God, science, and math. And
I've got signs.
It's another thing when some gay faggot starts dominating what we teach our kids. It's like, at this point, it's fucked, okay?
Grab it and take it down. I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
How about you like that?
I've been a place or two.
You like that, you fucking kite?
Nigger!
Fuck you, nigger!
Hell yes, baby.
These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their job. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies and you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation with white folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them.
I'm joining them.
Oh, doggone it.
Hey,
I am.
Paperboy 5000, you'll see me and him every Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. Central. Same channel, GTV, Rumble, Entropy, Telegram. No longer on X, the cesspool of ball-washing echo chamber faggots. But speaking of activism, you know, I'm going to tell you how to get some free flyers. You know what? You can get a free book. You can get free flyers. You can get a free copy of the Turner Diaries. That's right. Would you like a free... Look, it's important to have this stuff in your hand, page turners. I believe... Look, I'm a tinfoil hat guy, right? I'm Tanklin. I know I name the Jew, and I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. Damn it. And you do, too. But I think there's going to be drones, like, zapping all of our information one of these days. All of our digital shit just gone. I believe they already have that ability, and I believe that they're going to do it. You got to have this stuff. They've got a team. They do flyers. It's flyers and stickers, books. They print and they bind them. They've even got a kite flyer emblem right there. You're like, that's piracy. Why don't you buy it from so-and-so? Hey, man, I'm trying to get you some free shit. And you know what? This is all white power. If somebody was to counter-signal that, they can go fuck themselves. You can also go to GoyamTV.shop and get flyers, too. But you can get all kinds of flyers delivered to you. You can get some cool fucking White Lives Matter. These things with the barcode. You can get QR code stickers. You can get stickers printed up. Man, Patton was fucking right. Of course he was. You can get these base badass stickers. You can get all kinds of stuff, man. And I've always got that stuff on me. Look at this. The Holocaust is a lie. And I keep those here. I've always got stuff in the car when I get gas. You know, there's activism of I'm going to do an activism event four different times a year. Well, that's cool. And then there's Paperboy 5000. There's Face and Flint, Vivian, myself. Holy crap, NS Cali. Shit, Bucky. Bucky's the most prolific. We flyer every day. Or everywhere we go, we have flyers on us. Michael the Truth Machine Weaver and the Catfishes. All the kite flyer crew. It's every day. It's incorporated into your life and your tasks and where are you going and what are you doing and fitting it in to always be naming Jews. So that's why I'm all psyched up. This April the 19th, I'm going to go to two state parks and a couple of communities. I already know where I'm going. I'm going to do some signs and some stuff. But I do that all the time, so it's no big deal for me. It's not a fucking big deal. I do activism all the fucking time. But I love Paperboy 5000 activism videos. They get me fucking fired up. The Kike Flyer is a way for you can get all that stuff free. And you can get in touch with Kike Flyer on Telegram at Hitler Was Right Zog, at Hitler Was Right Zog, at Hitler Was Right Zog on Telegram. Free flyers, free stickers, free books. You can be a part of the Kike Flyer crew. There's also in the channel description, I believe there's a Cash App. You don't have to send money to get a pack. My last two packs, I don't have a Cash App. Thanks, Jews. They de-cash app me, de-plat, de-this, de-that. And so Michael the Truth Machine Weaver actually shekled me up. I mean, he didn't have to. But I will tell you that these packs come chock full of flyers and stickers, and they're about the medium-sized packs about 13 and a half pounds. So it's not a free to ship them. So if flyering is not your thing, but you want maybe me, guys like me, there's guys out there that can't Cash App them to help out with shipping. Maybe say, hey, this will cover shipping on one of the next guys. What I used to do on my live streams, because I love the Kike Flyer program, and he's got a ton of vehicles via videos. Tonight's going to be a Kike Flyer extravaganza, Kike Flyer Monday. You heard it here first. It's Kike Flyer Monday. He's not going to be on the show because I'm not having anyone else on the show other than PG5K so that Flood doesn't fucking bully them. Like, Kike Flyer doesn't care. He doesn't one way or the other. He just wants to push his activism, right? But if he were to come on my show, that would mean that somehow he automatically agrees with anything and everything I've said. Look, I run my mouth. You can come on my show and not run your mouth. And I can tell everybody it doesn't have anything to do with you, and they're still going to tie you to me. Just like I'm tied to anti-Christian shit, even though Christ is king. Because of where I stream on GTV. Now, like, look, one thing about following Christ is if you don't get hit in the face daily by evil, then you're not following Christ. Can I get an amen? That's the truth. The man was head and shoulders above everybody that walked around him. In my heart, you can't take it from me. Kike Flyer's out there doing the thing. I want you to, if you'd like to, get in touch with that guy. Be a part of the Kike Flyer crew. Let's get active. Let's stay active. And I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do or haven't done myself. I had to put that in there because of the clubs. I've been in a club. It's not for me, but it might be for you. And I think they're great. They're just not for me because unless it was my fucking club. You know what I mean? The Club of Tank, anti-white behavior would be summary fucking beatdowns. You said you don't box. No. To be in my club, you'd have to know to take your clicks. And it'd actually take you 2 years to get into my club, at least. At least. At least. And you better know your way around a barbecue. And you better like hazing. Not really. I'm just fucking around. No, but I mean, I like to be solo because I control the conversations, the topics of discussions, the areas I go, the people I run into, the car I drive, what I release and what I don't. I do activism all the time. I don't even fucking take a camera. I got body cams. I got two different body cams and a GoPro, and they're in my hunting kit because I thought that's a better place for them because I don't care about footage. I know posting activism for proof, so I throw it out there and I send it to people, and they make a video, and I'll throw it up. Or every once in a while, I'll throw you up a couple of flyer throws or whatever because people somehow, they need to see it, and I'm cool. I'm going to have one of my editor friends put together a nice clip. Probably not this week, but next week after I get some stuff together. And I'm like, you're the creative guy. Here, just make it some kind of music that's not connected in any way to a Jew. So that means hardly anything. No, just I don't care the music. I like the music. I like music from the 90s because I'm from the 90s. Anyhow, shout out to Kite Flyer. Here's a little clip. I want to thank you all again for tuning in. I'm Ben Tanklin, and I name the Jew. I'll be on tonight at 10:30 p.m. Central. It's the only time you'll ever see me do two streams in a day. This was a makeup for last night, and I'm also one of them guys that four nights a week is enough for me, five at the max, and I'm trying to do five, but I have life to live, and I got to go get busy. So let's go, Kite Flyer, white fucking power. Christ is king. It's Holy Week. Oh, yeah, I am doing two streams on Friday.
Bruh.
You just talked about being honest and transparent. No, on Friday at noon, high noon central, the Passion of the Christ with no interruptions and no dono links, but obviously that's not what my stream's about, but I don't want any interruptions and there won't be any commentary, obviously. So let's go, Kite Flyer. Let's go, white people. Fucking get out of the fucking noise and get back on signal. Get off the fucking beaten path and get back on the track. Get on the tank track. I'm going to take you to fucking gunnery. We're going to shoot fucking qualify one, Q1, table six, QX, and then we're going to go do the real shit. You know what I mean? It's all gate to live fire, motherfuckers, and we can't have all of our energy going left and right. We got to keep it going straight ahead. It's a sprint right now. It really is. It's echoing.
Take it out of my ham. I'm gonna eat half this plate during the break. Maybe I'll call the ice hotline. I eat the taco.
And you go loco. Flyering everywhere I go. Free flyers at Hilbert's Right Zog on Telegram. Throw a flyer out of your car window. Let's go, go, you know. Know about this fucking July. Let them know that we will not let it lie. No, two bucket. I don't see bars in this shit. Not real freak, the Never Broken Bread, but one of my favorite song creators, Mighty Mouse. Hey, I like his music. I'll see you guys tonight. White fucking power. Name the fucking Jew. That. Oh, just look at that. Man, I'm sorry. I see that and I just, you know. I see that stars. Oh, rebel flag. I see that rebel flag. Get in the field, nigger. Get in the field, nigger. Pick the cotton, nigger. Get in the field, nigger. Here you go. Whip, whip, whip. Hey, nigger. White power.